So where were we? Welcome then to the next 3 hours of Bank Holiday on LBC 97.3. Hello, my name's a man called John Holmes, and I'm sitting in once again for Ian Lee in some sort of strange 11 o'clock show series 5 flashback. So, just what's coming up? I hear you ask, just what's coming up in the next 180 minutes in this, the radio equivalent of Wayne Rooney's damaged foot? Well, later, I will of course be bringing you an update of all of London's postcode districts in both alphabetical and numerical order. There's a special bank holiday cryptic film mystery quiz. I'll be giving you two cryptic clues, and you simply have to tell me what film they are referring to. And after we gave away two tickets for a trip round Steve Allen last Thursday for the Mystery Sounds, and of course on Friday we gave away a whole Chavvy Council estate, the one that's opposite LBC Studios. That was for the Mystery Voice competition. I can tell you that the cryptic film mystery quiz prize is something quite spectacular. Details later. I've also got London's wildlife density for you this afternoon. I'll be collecting true showbiz rumours from you. But first, I have had, I thought this was just very good. I had a truly excellent email from Neil in Forest Hill already. And he says, over the bank holiday weekend, he was driving down the M3 and he saw a trucker's burger van in a lay-by that was trading quite proudly, under the name Breakfast at Timothy's, which, as puns go, rocks. Thus, I was remembering that I did once see a sign outside a camping shop, genuinely outside a camping shop, that said, "Now is the winter of our discount tents." Which, yeah, okay. Today, then, 08709090973 for either excellently named shops that you may have seen with similar pun titles to that. You can also text them to 84850 or email them to homes@lbc. Not and there's a florist in Camden, apparently. We've just been talking about this. There's a florist in Camden called Austin Flowers. That's right. That's how clever they are. Anyway, frankly, as it's a bank holiday and nobody can... There's no one in the building. And no one can be asked to do anything anyway. So just, you know, call us, whatever, just for a chat. You know, give us all something to do on a bank holiday weekend, afternoon, Monday thing. 08709090973. And if my voice sounds odd, by the way, that's because earlier I had a smoothie. Which obviously are slightly weird smoothies because they've got the consistency of paint and I don't normally like them, and it was all that there was in the shop. So I had a smoothie. But I've not had them particularly before, but they mix the weirdest things now. Ginger and honey is fine. That's the nice smoothie. That's a nice smoothie. So the pretext, it seems for me, for smoothies, you take two nice tasting things that don't necessarily normally go together and then smash them together in a smoothie. And then mix them up. Lamb and Bonjela. See, I like lamb, I like Bonjela, but I'm guessing as a smoothie, that's not necessarily going to work. Pineapple and cocaine would be another interesting mix, probably. John Prescott and his secretary. Two things that really shouldn't have gone together ever. Because as I mentioned on Thursday, she's a minger. And he's no oil painting either. 08709090973 for excellent shop names. There's already a couple, thanks for bringing that in, come in, except I don't know where I've put it. Bear with me. In amongst all this time. Oh, here we go. Is that one? No, that's not one. Where were the... Here we go. I knew they'd been printed off somewhere. There's a shop, a record shop, somewhere in Australia, it seems, according to Pete, who's listening in Oz on the internet, and he says there's a shop called Stairway to Kevin. It's a record shop. Good pun. There's a burger van on Dartmoor, would you believe? A burger van on Dartmoor beneath Hound Tor, which goes under the excellent name The Hound of the Basket Meals. See, I knew this would be a winner. And there, John, in keeping with your tents idea. there's a shop in Santa Monica that sells bats and balls under the name The Merchant of Tennis. See, there's a Shakespeare theme developing there as well. quite poor. So we want those this afternoon. 84850 is the text, homes at lbc.co.uk, or call us. If you do call now, you will get straight through, essentially, because we've got 8,000 lines here at LBC, and they're all free. 0870 9090973 is the number to call. It's a bank holiday, you know, so no one's really doing much. Probably out and about. And I will have a guide of things to do while you're out and about, by the way, later, of course, as well. John, what's this? There used to be a hairdresser in Putney. See, it's all hairdressers, isn't it? This is the thing. Hairdressers seem to have pun central hairdresser. They seem to just have the monopoly on puns. It was called Jefferson Hair Shop. That's rubbish. It's not even a pun. There is one in Kent called Excalib Hair. Yeah. Fringe, yeah, they're all called, yeah, fringe hair, yeah. What does that say? Fringe benefits, yes. Well, they're all called that. A cut above, fringe based hairdresser. They're all hairdressers. I don't want hairdressers, unless they're really poor. We just want other shops with good pun. What's this? Tom in Arizona. There's a Star Wars related coffee house called Java the Hut. Java the Hut. Right. Good. Anyway, any more of those, 84850, homes at lbc.co.uk, or call us 0870 9090973 is your number. Also this afternoon, we will be... Did I explain this later? No, I'll do it now. It's a game of battleships, essentially, but I'll explain more about that later. It's a phone-in game, though, so you can call us, 0870, you know the number by now. Showbiz rumours, good showbiz rumours. This, again, came from an email that I had over the weekend from Friday's show. It was Jeremy in Golders Green, and he emailed to say, John, the theme tune to... I don't know if this is true. The theme tune to Some Mothers Do Have 'Em is Morse code for Frank Spencer. What? Can that be true? I don't know. But showbiz rumours, yep. Gene Pitney, this was another one that came in. Gene Pitney discovered the Crankies, presumably before he died. Pam Ayres has two children that were born with cloven hooves, and she keeps them in a walled garden. Showbiz fact. Any of those you can text in 84850, homes at lbc.co.uk, email 08709 numbers is your electric telephone number. So to recap very quickly, shops you may have seen with crap puns in the title. Another one that's just what come in, a restaurant that was trading under the name Beef Encounter. Rubbish. Another, I mentioned Austin Flowers. What does this one say, John? There's a flower shop in Sheffield called Sherwood Florist. I think we can all agree that's quite impressive. A lot of fish shops coming in. The Codfather. Yeah, okay, fish and chip shop. Codrophenia, yeah. Battersea Cod's Home. In Wales, this is from Pete. In Wales, another Pete, there's a fish and chip shop called A Fish Called Rhonda. Quite impressed with that. So they can come in. 84850, homes at lbc.co.uk, 0870 9090973. Oh, do call us, though. Do call us, because frankly, you know, there's no one here today to talk to in the building. It's a bank holiday. No one's here. Ridiculous. I want to talk to you. You will get through. 0870 9090973 is the number to call that. I don't really care what you call about, if I'm honest, this afternoon. It's going to be one of those afternoons, I think. Whatever reason you like, frankly. You don't have to have a Maxie producing today. And he was telling me of somebody's in... Was it in London? I've got it here. Was it in London? Someone stole a golf cart. I've got it. Thank you, Maxie. Yeah. Page 4. I'm like a local DJ reading something out of the paper. But a golf cart got stolen at the London Golf Show, and someone just legged it and made off with the golf cart quite fast, it seems, and down a dual carriageway, rather oddly. So that was the other thing we were going to say, is if you've ever... What's the most audacious thing you've stolen? I stole some bed and breakfast signs once and got arrested. When I was a student, and I got about seven of them, and there were about five of us sort of stealing them on a drunken night out. We came home with five to seven bed and breakfast signs, which we just put in the lounge, and then the next morning, before we were awake, the police turned up and arrested us for theft, which for some bed and breakfast signs is a bit much, I would have thought. But we were actually shopped by Neighbourhood Watch. An old lady. An old lady saw us stealing bed and breakfast signs, and we were... The trail of, you know, discount breakfasts was up a hill for all to see. But the police came, and there were like three police cars, and they took us, put us in handcuffs and took us to the police station, where they did play good cop, bad cop with us for stealing bed and breakfast signs. And I was put in a cell and fingerprinted and had my shoelaces taken away, lest I try and hang myself with my shoelaces over some bed and breakfast signs. That comes from a sort of golf cart tale that Maxie told me earlier. So, audacious things you've stolen? Maybe, I don't know. 0870 is the number to call. I presume you're typing on the screen there, Maxie, Travel with Karen, which I'm assuming is coming up next.
Your assumption is correct. Here I am, green 30 minutes.
Hello. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
How's
How
your...
are you?
I'm fine, thank you for asking. How's your bank holiday?
Well, I'm here.
Yeah, same here. Have you ever stolen anything major?
Oh, I so knew you were going to ask me that. I'm very disapproving of you actually stealing things and boasting about it and saying, oh, it was only bed and breakfast signs.
It was only bed and breakfast signs.
Yeah, but they had to pay for them. And
no, do you know, in the end they didn't. What happened was I got sent back by the police and I had to go up to each house and pay them, you know, £7 here, £11 there, just very embarrassing.
Good. And have you ever stolen again?
Never.
Exactly.
I learnt my lesson.
You were taught your lesson.
I've got a travel question for you, though.
Oh, no. What? Here we go.
I've got a travel question for
what?
You. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Planes, trains and automobiles.
Yes.
Or on the buses.
Me personally, send me on a plane any day.
No, they're two films.
I know that.
Oh, okay. You've got to pick which film you like.
Oh, well, do I?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's how the question works, Karen.
Now you've just
now
got
you're
my
just
IQ,
bringing,
now
you're just
IQ.
Simply bringing your own rules into the game now.
Well, yes. Okay. So I haven't watched those films, either of them. What do you want me to say?
I want you to say which one you think you might like best.
I think that On the Buses is some kind of like really old-fashioned...
It was a sitcom.
...rubbishy thing that
it
I'm
had
not
Blakey
into.
In it.
So I'll go for Planes,
Trains, and Automobiles.
That's automobile thing, yes.
Oh, I'm afraid that's the wrong answer,
Karen. But it would have been the wrong answer.
On the buses. It was on the buses.
It would have been the wrong answer if I would have said On the Buses.
Clive Bull is on to call. You can text us 84850 or email. Again, we don't know whether email's working this afternoon. This happened the other day. If you're near email, send me a test email so I know it's working. Homes@lbc.co.uk is it. Just type that in that order into a computer and that might work or it might not. 84850 is the text as well. We're looking for this afternoon because it's bank holiday and frankly couldn't be asked to do any work. Puns, because this came out of the puns of titles, shop title puns. There's another one, for example, come here. This is from John. This is in Sheffield, but it's called the Battersea Cod Home. It's another fish shop, of course. What's this one here? Lucy Mill Hill. In North London, there's a garden centre called the Avant Garden Centre. Yep, good. What's this, John? Battersea Cod Home actually has been taken over by a branch of a Chinese called Walk This Way. Good. More of those, so we can just stare at them aghast at the level of fear that puns like that instill, frankly, into my heart. 84850, homes@lbc.co.uk, number 0870 9090973. Also, what's the most audacious thing you've stolen? Mine, as we've discovered now, is bed and breakfast signs, for which I did, as I say, have to pay for the damage and get a caution, which now has gone, of course, because they don't last that long. John, this is on the text. Hairdressers in London is called It Will Grow Back. Not necessarily a pun, but, you know, quite a good one. There used to be a Chinese takeaway in Stoke called... What?
What? Wokdenards?
I don't get that, but that might be just for me. Oh, I see. Wokdonalds. Wokdonards. Complete with the big M and the W and red on it. I see now. Thank you, Pete. It doesn't necessarily work written down. There's a removal firm called Harry's Carriers. Yep. I see. There's a fish chip in Waterloo called Fishkatek. That's from Wayne. Hairdressers and catering called Curl Up and Dye. Yes. Jason is simply on the M25 and he's eating a Big Mac. Presumably not hands-free. Or perhaps it is hands-free and legal eating of a Big Mac. Hi, John. I don't want to talk about it. Hi, John. I saw a van the other day. Simply the best catering company. And the slogan was, our food is simply the... What? I saw a van the other day. Simply the best catering company. And the slogan was, our food is simply the best. Nothing else will do... Oh, I see. Nothing else will do. And the driver was eating a Big Mac. This technology of texts works so well, doesn't it, when they come through in two stages. I see. Abracababra. Yep, of course. A curry house called Mahatma Coat. It's good, it's good. You text these, 84850, email them homes@lbc.co.uk. Call us, though, because frankly I'm bored of listening to my own voice, I want someone to talk to you. 0870 9090 973. If you call, you'll get through now. I might sit here silently till someone does. 0870 9090 973. Just put them through, Maxi, doesn't matter. 0870, it might be mental, but it doesn't matter. 0870 9090 973. Hello?
Hello.
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 Hello, who are you?
I'm Connie.
Hello, Connie.
Yeah.
How are you this afternoon?
All right, thank you.
Are you? What are you doing with your bank holiday?
Nothing, really. I'm too old to do anything now.
I don't believe you.
I'm a 90-year-old.
Are you a 90-year-old? That's not...
Yeah.
You could do many things at 90. Couldn't
and
you?
You'd be surprised.
I'm sure I would be surprised. I'm sure I would be surprised. Yeah, where are you calling from?
Kent.
Down in Kent, whereabouts?
Yeah, Biggin Hill.
Biggin. Yeah, there you go, right there. You've got Biggin Hill's got an airport thing. It's got a Biggin Hill airport, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Then why?
Well, the hairdresser's called Hair Crew.
There's a hairdresser's in Biggin Hill called Hair Crew.
Hair Crew, that's what I was doing is that, yeah.
I see. That's, it's not the best pun in the world.
I thought so. Hair Crew.
Actually, that's not bad. Yeah. Actually, no, I think, is it near the airport?
Not far.
Not far?
No, just up the road, yeah.
Is it open today, Biggin Hill?
Oh, no. Not open for June, isn't it, Biggin Hair? The air show is in June, isn't it?
Is it not open the rest of the time?
Yeah.
I thought, because Biggin Hill is... Have you read The Da Vinci Code, Connie?
Pardon?
Have you read the book The Da Vinci Code?
No.
I thought everyone...
I can't see to read, I'm far too blind.
You should get the talking book version.
Oh, I've got plenty of those.
Have you?
Yeah,
What talking books have you got? Because we had David on here back on Thursday, and he read out loud for us from The Hobbit.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought we could... He was so good at it that I thought we could get it available as a podcast, which may have been useful to you, Connie.
But I get the library's just here now. I can just walk around the corner and get a library whenever I want one, you know, because they're all free to the practically blind, you know.
Oh, of course. Well, of course they should be.
Yeah.
What's the last one that you... What's the last book you heard?
I've got one there now, I think. I'll forget the name of it. I can't get up. Too old.
No, don't get up on my account. Absolutely not. So what's that in the background? I can hear something in the background.
I see radio.
Oh, that's actually us on the radio.
Yes.
That's quite odd, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not quite loud enough to feedback, but I can... So you're listening to yourself on the radio as you're talking.
Oh, am I?
Oh, yeah. You actually are on the radio. I can hear myself.
Yeah.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Do you mind if I hang up now?
I don't mind, Connie. You can hang up if you like.
Yeah.
All right, then. Bye. So, well, obviously I've bored Connie within no time at all, which is quite impressive. Connie McGill, her shop was called Hair Crew. Because, like, Biggin Hill Air Crew, you see. That's... Yeah. Okay. There used to be a material shop in Brick Lane. Good. Matt in Peckham. There used to be a material shop in Brick Lane called Touching Cloth. Now, that's quite funny. There was and may still be a barber's in Maidstone. Can I say that on the radio? Can I read that one out, Maxi? You'll have a look at that one. It's... Hang on, Maxi, just reading it first to make sure I can say that word on the radio, because I'm not sure about whether I can or not at 3:25. Is it? Right. Okay, it is slightly rude, if you don't like the word bastard. But anyway, there was and may still be a barber's in Maidstone called Bastard Barber. Not a pun, but as he points out, quite unusual. I apologise if you're offended by the word barber in that. Are you... What's this? Oh, there's a website with shop names on it. It says here, John, are you reading this out of Saturday's Guardian? Because there's a website for literary shop names, which the Guardian spoke about on Saturday. No, I'm not, but I did get all this in an email initially, a lot of these, so that might be where it comes from. In Cardiff, High Street, there was once a vast shoes emporium called Supermarket. God, so lame. 0870 9090973 is the number for poor quality shop names. Or you can, we're going to do the mystery cryptic film quiz. Will be coming up after the 3:30 news headlines. Also, what's the worst thing you've ever stolen? The most audacious thing you've ever stolen? Because someone nicked a golf cart from London, outside a golf show in London today, and then drove it. I'm guessing not at high speed. Through London before they got pulled over by the police, who presumably weren't in golf carts. Ben Ricksigns was mine. I was trying to think, after Karen said in travel, whether I nicked anything else, and I was trying to think whether I have. And I'm not sure, you know, that I actually... I think I did learn my lesson with the golf... With the golf cart? With the Ben Ricksigns. I'm just trying to think. But we did... I remember my... it's all coming back to me now. See, my friend Gary took one of the signs home... where he lived, to the Midlands, and he had to come all the way back with it. Anyway, I'll remember the details of that, even though it's not really interesting. We're going to... Where are we going now? Quick ad. I'm getting 1,000 lines into the studio, none of them that busy at the moment, because as Maxie quite rightly pointed out to me, he said, John, it's a bank holiday. It's a bank holiday. People are out and about. They don't necessarily ring LBC, you know, that often on a bank holiday, because they're all busy doing stuff. I say he's wrong. I say... you're probably doing as much as I am, which is not that much, clearly. So call us, 0870 90973. Hello, I'm John Holmes in Frienley. You can text us, 84850. Email, Holmes, lbc.co.uk. Pun shop titles. It was something else probably as well, wasn't it? Can't remember what it was. The most audacious thing you've probably stolen. Meanwhile, though, it's time now... for today's bank holiday special cryptic film quiz. Last Thursday, if you're listening, we gave away two tickets to Steve Allen, to the winner of our mystery sound quiz. And on Friday, the prize was the council estate that's opposite LBC Studio in West London. So, for today's mystery cryptic film quiz, we're giving away the news. All of the news that you hear today, read out live on LBC, can be yours to keep. And all you have to do... is work out from the clues just which film the clues refer to. It's a text or email only competition, as usual. So text 84850, email homes at lbc.co.uk if you can work it out. What film do the cryptic clues point at? Here comes your first cryptic clue. Goldfinger. Right, that's your first cryptic clue. That's quite tricky. You've got it. What film is that cryptic clue referring to? Let's hear it again. Goldfinger. Right, and I'm going to play you the second cryptic clue in a minute. So keep a note of that first one, because you will need both. So I'll play the second clue, but as I say, we have to wait a minute. I'll just look at the paper while that minute's going on. We've got someone on the phone. I'll talk to them in a moment. That's fine. But we've got to wait a minute for the second clue. Interesting. Oh. Hey, interesting. How long was that? That was some seconds. Okay, well, let's have these. If you remember, if you've made a note of the first cryptic clue... let's have the second cryptic clue.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
So if you think you know what film both of those clues refer to, let's see the first cryptic clue again.
Goldfinger.
And now the second cryptic clue.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
Two cryptic clues there, but what's the film? 84850 is the text. Holmes at lbc.co.uk. Answers coming in already. Lorna from Wimbledon thinks it's Rain Man. No. Pete from the M25 is sure it's Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia. Let's have a list. Quick listen to the clues again.
Goldfinger.
And
Goldfinger.
Second...
The film is Goldfinger.
No, I'm afraid not, Pete. Leah from Kensington says, John, is it Jumanji? No, it isn't. Okay, we'll come back to that. Keep your answers coming in. There's the news to win today. All of the news you hear it out on LBC could be yours to keep today. Meanwhile, on the telephone, line half is Stephen. Hello, Stephen. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Stephen.
Yeah, hi there. I'm on the M25 here. I'm just calling in the puns on the shopping.
Yes, indeed.
About 20 years ago, I read in the Evening Standard, I think it was, about smoking Tooting, who had a second-hand shop.
Yes.
Where he was selling second-hand fridges. And he called his shop Selfridges.
Aha!
And the actual department store at Oxford Street got wind of this, apparently.
Yes.
And took him to court and made him change the name of his shop.
That's not fair.
Not fair at all.
I'd argue, Stephen, I don't know about you, that Selfridges, do they sell fridges?
Well, I think they do.
Well, because if they don't, then frankly, that's trade's descriptions.
Yeah, well, they probably do, but I just thought it was quite...
That's very good.
Really, and,
I can't believe they made him change it.
Yeah, they made him change it.
What did he change it to, do you know?
Well, laugh or say it was Harrods, but I don't really know what he changed it to.
Sell freezers, I don't know. Where are you on the M25, by the way?
We're approaching the turn-off for Camberley, I think.
And how is the traffic today?
Very, very mild. Not very much traffic at all.
Did you hear this show on Friday?
No, I didn't.
Because Richard, who did the travel on... I accused him of lying and making all the travel up all the time. And then he was telling us about jams on the M25, and then people were phoning us from the M25 going, no, it's actually free, it's clear here. Clearly means the travel people make it up.
Yeah, more than likely, but the stretch I'm on, very, very slow traffic, so...
Good. Where are you going?
Coming back home, going to Farnham. We've been driving all the way from Richmond in Yorkshire today.
Richmond in Yorkshire?
Yep.
And were you there for the bank holiday?
Yeah, I went up there to see my cousin for the first time in a long time. I had a family reunion, and had a nice time up there.
How did the reunion go? Because normally there's a fight.
Well, it's funny because it's only the second time I've seen my cousin in like 40 years. She contacted me on this Friends Reunited thing.
Oh yeah,
and I hadn't seen her since I was about 7 years old, and. Met her over Christmas, and we had a weekend together. Went up there with my wife and my husband and everything, and it was very nice.
That's good. So this is your cousin, and you met her through Friends Reunited?
Jeans Reunited, I think it was.
Jeans Reunited. Is there one of those? That's brilliant. Jeans, G-E-N-E-S, obviously.
Yeah.
That's that where geneticists can be reunited with their creations.
Absolutely.
Quite possibly. So you got on all very well, because family reunions, normally... Bit fraught, like a wedding.
I was pleasantly surprised. I mean, literally had dinner with her and my other cousin, her sister, just before Christmas for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And here I was marching up there with my wife to have a weekend together. I thought, it could be a bit dodgy. It turned out to be very, very pleasant indeed.
It's very nice, too. It's a good job you didn't sort of get up there and... Because where did you have dinner with them before Christmas?
Sorry, what?
Where did you have dinner with them before Christmas?
In a restaurant in London.
That was in London. Because it's a good job they didn't sort of invite you up, and you don't know them very well, you're related, that's fine, but you get up there, because they've invited you to their home for a weekend, and you get there to find that they're swingers.
Oh, well, that would have been, that would have been a disaster, wouldn't
it? That would have been a bit of a shock, wouldn't it?
Yeah, especially seeing that she's a blood relation.
Yeah, just a bad thing. Yeah, but it's only your cousin, and that's fine. It's all right for people in the farming community, it's all right for you. That's all I'm saying, Stephen.
Yeah.
So,
all right, thanks for that.
Well, thanks for your call. That was Selfridges. We like that.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, sir. Stephen there on the M25. Selfridges, who were told by Selfridges to cease and desist with the name. Have we got another phone call there? Do I see? Is that Craig? Hello, Craig.
Hello there, mate. How you doing?
I'm fine. Are you? How are you this bank holiday Monday?
Good, fine, thank you. Having a drink and... Chilling out.
Having a drink and chilling out. See, that's a good way to spend the bank holiday.
Oh, it's a very good way. I recommend it.
I'm in this bit. There's nobody in this building.
Well, have a drink then. No one can look.
It's not a bad idea. I'll just raid Nick Ferrari's brandy cupboard. what are you doing then? Just chilling in your garden? You're at home?
Yeah, so I'm at home in the garden. I was just putting up a conservatory on the side of the house.
That's not chilling. That's hard work, Craig.
Well, I'm out the way of the wife. She can't see, so it's chilling.
Yeah, fair enough. If I couldn't put up a shelter, I can't hoover, let alone put up a conservatory.
Well, I'm waiting for the wind to come, you see. That'll be the real test. I mean, it's standing now, but who knows?
But I thought putting up a conservatory is a real, you know, isn't that a professional job, or are you a professional?
Well, no, I'm in... It's more of a lean-to, actually.
Oh, I see. Oh, you've bigged up your lean-to. It's a conservatory.
Yeah.
So what you've done is you've hammered a sort of... Well, and now it's fallen over. Yeah.
Oh, what timing.
Yeah, it was good timing.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. As a bit fell off, really.
Yeah, that's the main part.
Good. I'm glad about that.
That's the main part gone.
What's that in the background?
That's a little girl in the background.
I thought I could hear.
A little daughter, yeah.
How old is she?
Nearly two.
Is she helping?
Yeah, so that's why the plank just fell.
could we speak to her on the radio?
I doubt it.
Will she say anything to us? Give her the phone.
I think she's Megan. What? No, she's walking into the house now.
That's it. I don't want to be party of that.
That was bad timing. Oh, she's coming back.
Oh, she's coming back.
Hang on. Say hello.
Hello, Megan.
Say hello.
Hello, Megan.
Hello.
I'm sorry, I don't speak, baby.
There you go. She's trying to say it wasn't my fault. It's Dad.
My dad's building a lean-to and it's rubbish.
Grating on me.
You've got a shop pun title, have you?
Yeah, there was a really quiet little village in Norfolk, East Harling.
Yes.
And it had a restaurant. And they named it Planet Harlingwood. Now, it went to court because who was it? Was it Sylvester Stallone?
Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Willis.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, they heard and it went to court over it. And they had to change their name.
That is ridiculous.
And it went in their favour because although they changed their name at a later date, because it's all in the local papers and business boomed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they sort of gained out of it, but...
That's good. Why would... If you own Planet Hollywood, right, you don't have... That's a name. You don't have automatic rights over the word planet and wood.
Well, why would you feel threatened that it's a little village?
I know.
The population of about 2,000. You know, why do you feel that threatened about a place like
that? Well, they sell it or something? Didn't it not do very well? I can't remember. I'm probably saying the wrong thing. I'll probably get sued. But I will be careful. Everything I'm about to say, I don't mean. isn't Planet Hollywood rubbish? Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's terrible. Big companies suing little companies. Well, there's something else, you see. This does happen, doesn't it? I couldn't believe Selfridges. And the cell fridges. But now, Planet Harlingwood.
But well, doesn't it make you wonder, just, you know, what are these people like that multi-million pound people and businesses feel that threatened from a corner shop?
Is it still there, Planet Harlingwood? As far as you know.
The actual places, yes. I mean, it's changed names. I don't know what it is now because I've moved to Surrey, but they had to change their name, but...
It's probably, probably called TFI Harlingwood now.
Well, goodness knows. But they're doing all right now, though.
Good. You should open up a restaurant you lean to.
What about...
You know, it's only for a bank holiday. No one's doing much. Bank holiday, you know.
But as long as there's no wind around, I'll put one up. The way things are going, I don't know.
No, it did sound like a bit of a sort of falling over disaster there. But how long have you been doing this? All day?
Oh, it's been going on weeks now, on and off.
It's just a lean-to, Craig.
Yeah, I know, but I've got to keep putting the bits up that keep falling down, mate. That's a problem.
You want to do it, I get people in who know what they're doing.
If they stay up, it'd be done in a day.
I tried to put a picture up in, I moved house not long ago, and I went to put it, just, you'd think it'd be easy, wouldn't you, put a picture up. The first nail I hammered in, brought out the biggest chunk of plaster, which just, you know, have you ever seen? I'm rubbish at it. I can't do DIY. I mowed the lawn at the weekend.
Yeah.
But even then, I bought a new strimmer, not a new one, never had one before. Thank you, Megan. I bought a strimmer, and the first thing that happened, switched it on, it flicked up a stone, which just badly cut my leg open. I'm not one of those people who's born to do it.
They're saying it DIY, it's so dangerous. I mean, how many people they say go to A&E?
Yeah.
Who are doing it?
Yeah.
And it's, but I mean, I never dare put nails in when I put pictures, I always do... Always drill it, put roll plugs in.
I can't be trusted with a drill, that's for sure. Craig, thank you for calling. I'm going to go to what I believe we're calling travel now.
Yes, that's exactly right, and it's Karen Mutz.
Hello, Karen.
Oh, hello.
Hello. you know, you said it's Karen in the LBC Travel Centre.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Be honest, right?
Yeah.
That sounds quite glamorous.
It does.
Right? Really, it's just a sort of cupboard, isn't it? Be honest.
Well, it's not about the perception of it from the outside.
Yes.
It's the internal concentration that we have on our screen. So it is really a travel centre.
Good, a travel hub in
it
many ways.
It is the travel hub,
good answer.
Yes.
I've got another travel question for you,
oh,
though.
Oh, no, one I will invariably get wrong.
Not necessarily.
I've never heard you give someone a right answer yet.
it's not my fault you keep getting it wrong. All you've got to do is tell me, what's the best roundabout?
The magic roundabout. No. Oh, was this a multiple choice? Sorry.
No, it's not multiple choice. No, I just want, in your opinion, I mean, the magic roundabout, you would argue, isn't necessarily part of your normal travel bulletin.
No.
You know, but that's fine if you
but
want
to. But there is a magic roundabout. Did you know? I can't remember where it is. I think it's the Denham roundabout on the M40. Forgive me if I bore you here. On the
that's
M40
right, yeah.
At the A40 junction.
You're not boring
1,
me at all.
The Denham interchange. You have to kind of. There's one big roundabout, and then around it, there's these other roundabouts, and you have to go in the opposite wrong direction to go around them, to get round the roundabout. Isn't that weird?
Are you on drugs, Karen?
I think the person that designed it
might well have been. So that's your answer. Is it
that's the my answer.
Is that real?
Yeah.
That's really odd.
I bet there's loads of people that are going to go
well,
there.
We sent a load of people to near Tring on Friday to look for a haunted hill.
Oh.
Mm. So now I want people to go to the magic. Where did you say it was?
If I've got it wrong, I bet everyone phones
in. I bet they will.
At least we'll get the right answser in the end.
Yeah.
It's on the M40 at Junction 1, where it meets with the A40.
There we
and,
go.
Yeah.
So if you're driving near that now, give us a call. I want to hear about the magic the backwards magic roundabout. But if that was your answer, if your answer to the what's the best roundabout is the magic roundabout.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that was wrong because the answer is Chiswick roundabout.
Why is it the best one?
Oh, sorry, Karen, I don't make the rules up.
Quantify your answers, please.
Don't have to.
I'm Gary King.
Still coming in thick. I saw a builder's van, John, which had the slogan, "You've had the Cowboys, now try the Indians." That's from Nasser in Clapham. He's texted on 84850. There's a Chinese restaurant in Purley called My Old China. When I lived in... Oh, I can't read that one. I saw an expat shoe repair shop. I really should read these before I read them out loud, shouldn't I? But never mind. I saw an expat shoe repair shop in Spain called Costa del Sol. Mm. On the King's Road in London, John, there used to be a shoe shop called R Souls. Right. Claire in Hammersmith, thanks for that. There is a bit... What? Hairdressers... I haven't read Hairdressers in Dartford, Maxie. I have not read that out loud, because that's quite a rude one. There's a Hairdressers in Dartford called Good Head. Anyway, so if you've got a shop-related puns, 84850, or email them homes@lbc.co.uk. Also this afternoon, we were looking... Well, something actually else has cropped up. As it's a bank holiday, because people are, we're getting a lot of people just giving us calls, sort of going, oh, I can't phone now because I'm in IKEA, or I can't speak now because I'm in a car park waiting for my wife or husband to get out of a shop because we're at a garden centre. Good. If you're anywhere, if you're out and about on this bank holiday, if you're in IKEA or in a garden centre or just out looking at a, what else do you do on a bank holiday? Look at castles with your family, or a steam rally. That whatever you're doing this afternoon, call us from wherever you are, because that way we can have a live, you know, we can have a live queue report from IKEA. What are the queues like in the new IKEAs? 08709090973 is the number to call if you wish to do that. Also, as Wayne Rooney smashed his own foot off, we're going to need somebody to replace him for the World Cup. So if you think you might be any good at that, then you can also call us, and I will then, on behalf... I've been asked to do this, actually. On behalf of the England football team, I will then interview you as to your suitability for the position of striker for the World Cup to replace Wayne Rooney. The number's the same, 08709090973. I think we're getting some, also getting some film, cryptic mystery film answers in. Let's have another quick listen to the cryptic clue one.
Goldfinger.
Quite difficult this afternoon. If you think you know what film that cryptic clue is referring to, you can text us 84850 or email homes@lbc.co.uk. Is it Lassie Come Home? That's from Sarah. Steve says, is it The Sound of Music? Alex in Ashted thinks it's Back to the Future. I'm afraid you're all wrong. Martin in Greenwich. It's Groundhog Day, John, clearly. Don't know. Let's have a listen to cryptic clue two.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
What film could that possibly be? John Prescott, the movie, it says here on a text. No, you idiot. Simon in Chelsea is on the phone. Hi, Simon.
Yeah, hi. You just said something about the boot shop on King's Road that
I
used
did.
To be there, Our Soul.
Correct.
It's one of the oldest shops. It's still there. It's never closed. It's never changed ownership.
That's
still there. I drove past it about 5 minutes ago.
Did you actually drive? See,
I live on King's Road.
Well, that would explain it. But that's what I like about the radio, is you can hear a thing and then you drive past what we're talking about.
Exactly.
I like that. So you live on King's Road, do you?
Yeah. I've lived there for 25 years or something like that.
Are you a user of Our Souls?
I am indeed. I've got a pair of boots, unfortunately, the last pair I bought from 1984. I've taken such good care of them that I don't need another pair, and they keep bemoaning it. When are you going to get another pair? Come on.
What sort of boots are they from 1984?
Western boots. What you call cowboy boots.
They're cowboy boots.
Yeah.
Sort of like John Bon Jovi would wear.
Yeah.
Back then.
Incredible ones. They do ones for women as well. It's sort of a little ankle length.
I can't believe you're still walking around in a pair of 80s fashion boots.
Well, I'm actually not walking around in them. I'm wearing a pair of flame-painted Converse All-Stars.
Of course you are.
Which for a 50-year-old ain't bad.
That's pretty cool.
But the kids will like them.
I think so. So these cowboy boots, I was thinking, that's the sort of thing that would go with, what else was fashionable? A snood was fashionable back in 1984. Do you remember those?
I do, but I think you're wrong.
What?
has a snood ever been fashionable?
Well, I'd probably not, no.
I know what you're talking about, but I mean,
it was
all
a sort of
things go in and out.
What was it? It was a tube of cloth you sort of put on your head, wasn't it?
Yeah, you put it on your head. It was like a hairnet with sort of beading and stuff.
Yeah.
And elastic on it, and,
Max has just pointed out, Nick Kershaw had one. Yes, he did. Yeah, and it was like a sort of hat meets a scarf, but like a tube of cloth that you just put over your head. It was a weird thing. My dad, you know, this is true. My dad, in 1984 or thereabouts, my dad's a builder, right? And one day he came down, as a child then, yep. I was a fan of The Kids from Fame.
Oh, right.
If you recall such a programme. And my dad, one day, I came down for school, and there he was just about to go out to work, wearing leg warmers. And what the hell are you doing? And they were sort of purple. And he claimed that this helped him on a building site because it was warm. I think he was a closet dancer.
Years ago, we have a little family joke about leg warmers. My sister used to like her little gaiters.
Yeah.
That she used to wear. So this is back in the 50s.
Yeah.
And we lived in Kensington then. And she wanted to put her gaiters on one morning when we were going out, and Mum said, no, it's too hot to wear gaiters. She said, I want to wear the gaiters. She said, no, it's too hot, believe me, you're... And they walked out into Kensington High Street, and there was the local bishop walking past, and of course, he used to wear gaiters. And she just said in a very loud voice, but he's wearing his gaiters, which made everybody crack up with laughter at the time.
Of course.
Little family joke, eh?
Thank you for sharing your family joke with all of London. That's very good of you.
Thanks.
Sorry, he's gone. Simon there just drove past the shop, the very shop we were talking about, Our Souls, which I have to point out is the letter R with the word souls after it, obviously, in case you're just going, you can't say that on the radio. You can think. So 08709090973. This is John Holmes in Free and Lee.
Andy.
Look at the capital's wildlife density this afternoon. Primrose Hill has had an outbreak of badgers this morning, giving it an unseasonal wildlife density of 5. That should increase throughout the afternoon. Camden Lock is at 3.7 in wildlife terms, which is down slightly after last week's Finch Week. Muswell Hill has a whopping 8. Avoid that area if you can, unless you really like fauna, as it's verging on the feral there. Richmond is 2 and rising regarding wildlife density. Hyde Park Corner 4. Marble Arch is a 5 after a herd of dogs were spotted woofing jollily near a bin. And like a balloon of mice, that's your wildlife density this afternoon. The number, if there is any change, by the way, we'll bring it to you. 08709090973. You can text us 84850 homes@lbc.co.uk. Other 80s cloth questions have suddenly now sparked off after Steve's bizarre 20-year-old cowboy boots. Apart from leg warmers and snoods, Doc Martens. Although I'm pretty sure do you see Doc Martens anymore? I think you do. On lesbians. Sweatbands, they were the other things that people used to. Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits in the 80s, sweatbands. And wrist. People playing tennis are allowed to wear them. Otherwise, if you're just wearing a sweatband to walk around, you're an idiot. Those t shirts which changed colour with your body heat. God, yeah. I think I might have had one of those. Yeah. That global hypercolor they were called. They were, you know. Max had just typed on their global hypercolor. Yeah, what happened to them? Did they go out of business? With climate change, you'd think that, you know, as global warming happened, they should bring them back as a sort of indicator of whether the planet's warming up and we're all going to die. There, thereby being a T-shirt and a guide as to whether or not we're going to stay alive. Just a thought. American football shirts. Right, do we see those anymore? I've no idea. Anyway, clothes, probably. 0870 9090973. More importantly, is we want you to call us if you're out and about this afternoon, doing something bank holiday-esque. You might be in IKEA, you might be at a garden centre. I don't really mind what you're doing, but call us for live reports from where you are. 0870 9090973. You text us for the mystery film cryptic quiz, 84850. The email, homes@lbc.co.uk. And of course, we still have your shop puns. Plenty for you to be getting on with this bank holiday afternoon. That number again, 0870 90 90973. Hello, I'm John Holmes, sitting in the chair of Mr. Ian Lee. Again, if you want to win all that news this afternoon, all you have to do is get the mystery film quiz question right. Here's Karen with the travel now.
Looking at the tube. You always catch me there. I'm just about to go off. And
I know. Don't ever run away.
Put my feet up now. Have a cup of tea.
Is that what you do?
No, I don't.
Between bulletins, you put your feet
not.
Up.
No, no, no.
No, heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid I should have a life.
Do you make the travel up like Richard does? Or do you tell the truth of travel?
I tell the truth of travel.
I know you do. I don't trust Richard.
No, Richard is very good.
He makes it up.
We're all very good in the travel centre.
John in Brixton, the Magic Roundabout is in the A127, A13 area.
Oh, really? Another one? There's quite a few, actually. I just did a Google search and I looked and there's one in Hemel Hempstead.
There you go.
There's one in Hatton Cross, I think it was, or Hatton somewhere. Yeah, Hatton Cross, and then the Denham one, I was right about that one. Yeah, there's loads. There's one in Swindon, but that's not London.
No, well, see, your travel knowledge
you're
is
good,
such. Oh, yeah. Do you wear leg warmers while you're doing the travel?
No, only when I'm not. No, I don't wear leg warmers.
We're just seeing how many 80s clothes throwback, because Steve in Chelsea was wearing, still got cowboy boots that he wears from 1984.
Oh, no, my partner had those for ages, but I've managed to get him out of them now. We've thrown them all out, I can't believe it.
Did you do it when he wasn't looking?
No, I negotiated with him. But do you remember those teeny bopper things they used to wear?
What?
Those little glittery ball things on
on the
top of their heads. Yeah, weren't they weird?
Yeah, I'm wearing them now.
No, you're not.
Not on my head. I've got a quick travel code. Very quick. You ready?
Another one for me to get wrong.
Blackwall Tunnel or Limehouse Link?
Limehouse Link.
No, you're wrong. It's Blackwall Tunnel. Reasons to live. Want to win all of the news that you heard there in the 4 o'clock news this afternoon. All that news can be yours to keep. We will post you the news and you can keep that forever. If you want to win it, all you got to do is get right this afternoon's cryptic mystery film quiz. All we want is the name of the film. I've got two cryptic clues to play for you. It's very simple. All I want is the name of the film. Let's have a listen to cryptic clue one. That's cryptic clue one. Make a note of that while you wait for cryptic clue two, which is this.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
If you think you know what that film is, 84850, homes@lbc.co.uk. John, it has to be Titanic, says a text here. Again, very, very close. People are getting quite close. A lot closer than they did on Thursday and Friday's mystery quizzes. But, John, it's this is from Ollie in the Caterham. Austin Powers 3 Gold member. Miles away, frankly, miles away. John, I've been round that magic roundabout many, many times. And then, like a sort of American stand-up comedian, he's written, "What's all that about? What's all that about? What's all that about?" That's from Danny in Tottenham. I assume that's the magic roundabout. What does this say? John, when I visited my partner's parents in Blackpool last year, I went shopping in the local town and went to the record shop, which was called Criminal Records. It's good. Puns, that's the other thing. Puns of shops. We're after this afternoon, 84850 087090 LBC thing. You can text, email, or whatever you like. Now, the other email I got, actually, which I was going to mention, was I said earlier in the introduction, showbiz rumours this afternoon. We had Jenny in Golders Green, who texted, who said, the theme tune, John, to Some Others Do Have Them, is Morse code for Frank Spencer. Thank you, Charlie, for my tea. You can speak.
You're welcome, John.
Thanks very much. She just put her thumbs up. I mean, in the air. I don't... Anyway. Otherwise, that... Because I'm sitting down. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Thank you, Charlie, for my tea. The rumours, that's it. The theme tune, Some Other Traffic, John, is Morse code for Frank Spencer. And then Gene Pitney, apparently, discovered the Crankies while he was still alive. I didn't know that. And Pam Ayres has two children that were born with cloven hooves that she keeps in a walled garden. If you've got any showbiz rumours this afternoon, give us a call with them. 08709 0973. And I think we've got someone on the phone with said showbiz rumours. Is that right? In a moment. Not quite ready yet. For some reason. That's coming up. Also, this afternoon, what sort of bank holiday afternoon essentially are you having? Because we want to hear from people who are out and about. Maybe it might be in IKEA, you might be in a queue, you might be in a garden centre, you might be stuck in traffic. Don't care. What sort of bank holiday are you having? Is it a rubbish one or a good one? Is it rubbish or good? That's what I want to know. Call me and, just frankly fill up some time by telling me about it. 087090 numbers. Charlie is in Isleworth. Another Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, John.
Hello. Another Charlie just brought me some tea.
Oh, right.
What have you got for me? Around. Have you got me tea?
I've got some showbiz myths for you.
Have you? You've got some showbiz rumours for me?
Yes.
Okay, before I do that, what are you doing with your bank holiday?
Well, I'm just at home today, actually. I should be at work, because where I work is actually open, but I can't say where I work.
Why not?
I work in the media in London, but I should be there, so...
Right.
I'm not going to say where I
work. Is this how you've got some showbiz rumours?
Yes.
Are these the sort of showbiz rumours that would normally be written on the back of a toilet door? Are they the sort of showbiz rumours that they are?
Yes, that they, or a back of a toilet door, or a tabloid, whichever you wish to.
Is this like the, have you got these, is this like, the 3 a.m. girls?
I don't really know into too much detail about it, really, John, but...
You've been a bit cagey about this, actually.
I'm not going to say too much about it.
You work in the show business, is what you're telling me? But you don't want to say what you do, or who...
Not really.
Who you work for, but you have got some rumours.
No, for two reasons. I should be there today, and also, I'll probably be sacked if I give these rumours away to you, but...
Right, so I'm guessing you haven't given us your real name or location, then?
About 50%.
But you don't tell us which one.
No.
Okay, so, go on then, give us a show, give us a... these are all true, I don't
know. These are just things that have been knocking around the office that I just picked up on, but I don't know how true they are, but... But, I mean, one thing I heard...
Go on then.
...a colleague was that Rachel Stevens is actually the niece of Shaking Stevens.
Right.
But she wishes to keep that quiet.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, well, it's not something she... Because she wanted to sort of become famous in her own right and didn't want to be hanging off the coattails of her famous uncle.
No.
Something
did he have coattails, Shaking Stevens?
I don't know, possibly.
Did he have leg warmers? That's my other question. We were zanily talking about leg warmers earlier.
It all fits in.
And fingerless gloves.
Yeah. Well, it was the 80s, so he probably did wear that.
That's what we're thinking. Do you know, I spoke to Steve in Chelsea earlier.
Yeah.
And he is still wearing the same cowboy boots that he bought in 1984. In many ways, like John Bon Jovi. But I wasn't able to establish, Charlie, whether or not on a steel horse he rode down the King's Road in Chelsea. I should have asked him that, actually. I've only just thought of it now. I didn't even ask. I didn't even ask him, Charlie, if he'd seen A Million Faces and he'd rocked them all.
Phone him back and ask him.
I might do. Did we get his number? I don't know. They're just staring at me like I'm mentally ill. Through the glass. I don't know. But that's true. The Shaking Stevens,
well,
Rachel Stevens.
That's what I picked up on. I've also got, I don't know if you've got, do you any more? Because I've got a couple here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're the man in the know here.
I remember. This is from a relative of said person, but apparently Molly Sugden, you might remember, who used to be in...
Molly Sugden, who played Mrs. Slocum.
Yeah, the very same. Well, she has been tried for heresy on three separate occasions.
She what?
She's been tried for heresy on three separate occasions.
Has she?
Yeah, apparently.
Well, I'm not surprised.
During her career.
I'm not surprised, because she used to... what she used to do was... it was really funny, wasn't it? It was really funny. What she used to do was she'd talk about her pet cat, right? But as though it was... Yeah.
Leave that.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Charlie, I'm just going to go for a moment.
Okay, right.
Wait, if you can wait there, we'll be back with more Showbiz Rumours.
Ah, Mr. Michaels.
And from the news travel tank, here's Karen.
Looking at some problems on the tubes with the...
Karen.
Yes.
Quick question for you, quick travel question.
Go on.
Temporary traffic lights or replacement bus?
Replacement bus every time.
Oh, so wrong, it's temporary traffic lights! London. Bank Holiday Monday. What else are we to do than gather some showbiz, secret showbiz rumours? On the line doing that for us is Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Oh, hello again, John.
Hello again there. What were you doing during the...
Oh, I've just put a cap on to make a cup of coffee.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's not very showbiz, is it?
Not really.
Right. Are you going to put drugs in it?
No.
You should if you work at showbiz. Earlier on, I said that a nice smoothie would be pineapple and cocaine. Because the plan of a smoothie, you see, I've decided, it just is to put two nice things together that you wouldn't necessarily think go. Like honey and ginger, which you go, well, all right, and then go to get a lovely smoothie. But it doesn't work with all, because I like lamb. I like the taste of lamb, Charlie.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also like the taste of Bonjela. Put them together in a smoothie, I don't think so good.
So two things that you like.
I like the taste of lamb, I like the taste of Bonjela.
Yeah.
Put them together, blend them as a smoothie.
Yeah.
Probably not nice.
No.
They cancel each other out in many ways.
But you're saying that two things you put together would work? Is that what you're saying? Two things you put together would work?
What?
You're saying that you put two things together in a smoothie and it would work, it tastes nice.
Not always.
No.
No. No. I don't know how we got onto that.
Oh, I don't know.
No. Anyway, what? Showbiz rumours is what we were talking about.
A food-based showbiz rumour.
Oh, well, how handy did that tie in?
It ties in, which is, I heard that Tom Jones sweats gravy, apparently.
Do you know, again, I've heard that one.
Yeah, well, it is one that's out there. If you go on the internet, it's on there, that one. That's where we found it in the office.
If you put Tom Jones plus gravy...
And it'll come up. And plus sweat.
Plus sweat, you got to put plus sweat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hang on, I'll do it now while you're there. I'm going to just see if it works. Okay.
Is it working?
Hang on. Google. One minute. Tom. Gravy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
don't click on images.
Oh.
That's horrible. another showbiz rumour?
Yeah, I also heard that EastEnders, Adam Woodjatt...
Yes.
...and Corrie's Bill Roach...
Yes.
...are played by the same actor.
Really?
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
They do look similar,
don't
they?
Absolutely true, yeah. Yeah. And Jerome Flynn from Robson and Jerome, remember him?
Yeah.
Run the other one, the blonde one.
Was he the one with the badgers?
Yeah, well, the rumour is that after doing that series called Badger Patrol, he now actually breeds badgers in Wiltshire.
Well, there you go. We're getting some in on your police now on the email as well.
There's loads out there.
Email homes@lbc.co.uk or text 84850. Ian in Wandsworth said, did you know, John, that Tammy Wynette is rechargeable like a battery? Do you know that one?
I've not heard that one.
Have you not?
No, I'm going to have to... I'll write that one down, because that's not for the office.
Yeah, write it down now.
Yeah. Tammy Wynette.
Is rechargeable like a battery.
Like a battery.
Sean in King's Cross says, John, did you know that West Wing composer W.G. Snuffy Walden invented pepper?
I didn't know that.
Did you not know that?
I didn't know that.
Jade Goody
yeah.
was born of a jackal.
Really?
That's from Pete in Brent. See?
Oh. Now, I also remember that Mickey Dolenz, the drummer from the Monkees.
Yes.
His mum.
Yeah.
Invented Calgon. And that's true.
Is that what washing machines last longer with?
Yeah. You think they'd give it to other people, wouldn't they, as well, you know. But also, another rumour is Daniel McPherson. Do you remember him?
Who?
Daniel McPherson.
Is that Neighbours?
He used to be Neighbours.
Yeah.
Well, after he appears on radio shows, he always kisses the DJ, apparently.
He what? After he appears on the radio shows,
he always kisses the DJ. Yeah, that's a rumour.
I've heard he touched them.
Well, you might know better than I do. I don't know.
I don't know.
So that's another one I've got. And actually, that's all my rumours. Actually,
are you rumoured out?
I'm rumoured out now. I'm actually going to the office now.
Yeah.
Get more rumours.
There's another one coming here. This is from who is this from? Doris in Maida Vale. Abu Hamza's hooks are detachable. This is from Doris. And a variety of accessories can be fitted, like a blender, a hedge trimmer, and a dildo.
Can you say that on air?
No. But it was Doris that said it, not me, so it's all right. Isn't it? Charlie, thanks for your call.
Well, you're welcome.
Thanks for your call. What are you going to do the rest of your bank holiday?
Well, I think I'm going to go back to the office.
Back to the office.
And see what else I can find. Might fill in later.
Okay.
But I'm probably going to watch, I don't know, stuff on TV, West Wing maybe, I don't know.
With W.G. Snuffy Walden?
Yeah.
Who invented pepper?
Sorry?
He invented pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and type in gravy to the internet and see what happens.
Don't look at images.
No.
Right, go away now.
Okay, thanks, John.
Okay. Charlie there, in Isleworth, one of those facts about his name or place isn't true, because apparently he works in show business, and all those rumours are true, he says. If you've got a showbiz rumour you'd like to share, you can. 08709090973. I might give a prize away for each one, because there's no one in the office upstairs, and there's loads of stuff lying around, like books and CDs, so I might just go and get them, and then just give them to you for no reason at all, apart from the fact that you have to give us a showbiz rumour. 08709090973. Also, what bank holiday hell are you having today? If you're, doesn't really matter what you're doing, you just call us anyway. And tell us where and what you're at, because it'd be interesting if you were in, you know, IKEA or a garden centre or stuck in a queue or something, and we can talk to you. I think on the electric telephone is Ethel now. Yeah. Hello, Ethel.
Hello, good afternoon.
A better one to you. And it's better now I've spoken to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's just to say, I think it's probably already started, there's a jazz session down in Camden Square.
Is there?
Yes, today.
Today, when?
Yeah, and it started from 4 o'clock to 8.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you part of it, Ethel? Are you jazzing down there?
Oh, no. I just like to listen to it, but I'm absolutely useless as any item of
are
music.
You?
Yes, I am.
So are you popping down to the jazz performance?
I am. Look forward to it.
Jolly good.
I think it's been... Do I have to mention the name?
Oh, please
who's
do.
Who's putting it on? It's the Camden Federation.
Yes.
I think it's part of it, and probably Jerry Harrison will be there as well.
Right.
That's the local councillor.
Yep.
So, I'm looking forward to it, and I wish you a nice afternoon yourself, even though you're working, isn't it?
I know, it's a bit much, isn't it, this?
Mm-hmm.
Did you, which councillor's down there, did you say?
This is Camden Council.
The Camden Council, and there's...
And in the local people around that area usually have a little jazz.
Yep.
And they push it on today, and they usually push it on it, because there's nothing going on otherwise around here.
No.
So that's, it's nice, isn't it?
I've got a guide to what you can do with your bank holiday coming up in a bit, actually, which I won't spoil it now, yeah. Ethel, by showing, but you're off to jazz.
Yeah, well, to listen to it.
Yeah, not actually to do jazz. If you could do jazz, what instrument would you play?
I think the harmonica.
Why the harmonica?
Well, when I was young, yeah. And I don't know whether people realise... I don't know whether it's Jew's harp or whatever.
Mm.
And I learned it at school, and while learning it, I broke my teeth.
My How front did you, teeth. You're not supposed to bite it, Ethel?
No, it was, I suppose, the pressure with my hand, you see.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You actually broke your teeth with the Jew's harp?
Yeah.
Are they fixed now?
Well, and it's like the stars at night. That's my teeth now.
I know how that ends up.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Well, enjoy your jazz.
Yeah, and thank you ever so much for having, for me.
No, it was a pleasure to talk to you. I'm ambivalent about jazz, but I do like the magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ethel, in Kentish Town. Well, that's what Ethel's doing. What are you doing? 08709090 things. John, I used to own a recruitment company called Big Jobs. We had 6 branches around London. That's from Tim. John, while in Dubai, I saw a travel agent called Uranus. Near Waffy Mall. That's from Gurdeep in Pinner. Why have you sent me the... What? I'm a 32-year-old female and my postcode is NW4. Thanks very much. Well, I don't know why you've sent that to me, but thanks very much. Obviously not got the idea of today's phoning or texting. I wear Dr. Martens. And my husband wants to know if I'm a lesbian. That's from Christine in Carshalton. I wasn't suggesting, Christine, that you were. I was suggesting that quite often you see... the lesbian wearing the Doc Martens. That's all. Perhaps other people do. Prove me wrong. 08709090973. I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee.
Clive Bull
said, now, John, not a lot of people know this, John. This is a fact. Keith Chegwin, this has just come in on the text on 84850 as part of our Showbiz Rumours roundup. Keith Chegwin, John, was a byproduct of an experiment in the 70s by cheap tat producers Ronco to produce a toilet descaler. That's very good. Any more Showbiz Rumours, you can send them in 84850. Email homes at lbc.co.uk. I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. Thanks, Lucy. And now over to Karen in the Travel Gorilla.
Looking at the tubes, you've got some...
Karen?
Yes?
Hello.
Hello.
I've got a travel question for you.
You have? Yep. What a surprise.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is a bit of a maths travel question. Okay.
Go on, then.
Who's that in the background?
Una.
She's quite loud, isn't she?
Well, she's chatting on the phone to someone very important. Who? It's all to do with the news.
The travel news?
No, not the travel news. The other news.
The actual news. The news that we've got giving away as a prize this afternoon.
You're giving away news?
We're giving away to all the news you hear on LBC today. Yeah. We're giving it away as a prize for our cryptic mystery film quiz. And if you and Lucy, who reads the news, if you could sign the news for us...
We will sign the news for you,
That'd be good. We'll give that away. Here's your quick question.
Yes, I'm really confused now.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
M2
yes.
plus M3...
yes.
Plus M62.
Yes.
Plus A14.
Yes.
Plus M11.
Yes.
Plus B4055.
Yes.
Equals what?
A traffic report covering a wide geographical area.
That's a very professional answer. Unfortunately, the answer was the MAB4147, if you add all
rubbish.
That up. Okay, thank you, Karen. Talk to you in a while. Karen there went very quickly. We will be giving away the news as a prize. If you were listening on Thursday, you'll have heard for the mystery sound competition, which was the noise of a dog barking. You will have heard us give away two tickets for a trip round Steve Allen. We flew two lucky people to London, as long as they lived in London, and then put them in a limousine and sent them up Steve Allen for a tour of his backstage workings. And that happened this weekend. They had a great time. On Friday, we gave away a council estate, the one opposite LBC Studios here in West London. That went for our Mystery Voice competition. But today, we are giving away the news. All of the news you've heard on LBC today will be packaged up, signed by Lucy, who reads the news, and also Karen, who reads the travel. They will sign it for you, and you can win the news. And all you've got to do that is get the answer correct in our cryptic mystery film quiz, and all we want to know is the film title. Let's have clue one.
Goldfinger.
Nice. It is quite a hard one this afternoon, I realise, and that's why you've got two clues. So let's have cryptic clue number two.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
Okay. And actually, I've got some guests coming in by phone, oddly. So, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hi, mate.
Hello, how are you this afternoon?
I'm all right.
What are you doing with your banking holiday?
A bit of plumbing.
A bit of plumbing.
Yeah.
It's quite DIY today. Early on, a man was building what he said was a conservatory. Turned out, under investigation, it was just a lean-to. What are you plumbing in?
A new toilet.
A new toilet. It's very glamorous, isn't it? It's quite showbiz glamour, that.
Oh, I love it.
Is it your own toilet, or are you doing it for someone else?
It's my own toilet. I thought it was all toilets.
What went wrong with your old one?
It died.
It died?
What a stinker.
How did it... what did you do to it? Without going to...
sat on it.
somebody fat sat on it. Yeah, you've got quite a weird laugh, Chris.
Oh, well.
Okay. Just thought I'd say. You've been doing it all day?
Yep.
Yep. And are you anywhere near finishing?
Yeah, sort of three quarters of the way there.
Are you? What point is three quarters of the way there when it comes to plumbing in a toilet? Which bit is that? The U-bend?
I don't know.
The seat?
Yeah, I've got to screw the seat on, that's the one, and put the toilet roll on the holder.
Put the toilet roll on the holder? It's not a big DIY job, is it, Chris? Are you one of these people who favour, you know, toilet seats?
Mm.
Are you one of these people who favours a normal one, or one of the sort of idiots who likes quite a chavvy one that's full of drawing pins in a comedy way?
No, I think I like a normal white one where you can see the poo if anyone's left any.
Thanks for sharing that rather graphic information. Coming up to tea time on a bank holiday, I'm sure people are very pleased with you for that. You've got a film guess, have you?
I have, yeah.
Go on then, what do you think it is?
Shirley Valentine.
Oh! Now let's have a look. Let's hear clue one.
Goldfinger.
Oh, so close, Chris.
Oh,
sorry, you didn't win the news.
Oh well.
What would you have done with the news if you'd have won it?
Well, that depends on a bit of good news or bad news.
Well, it's a mixture, isn't it?
I don't know. I'd have put it in a capsule and buried it in my garden.
Yeah, read it, you'd have read it on the toilet, is what you should have said, right? If you were paying attention. Chris, thanks for your call. Gone. John in Barnet. Hello, John.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm very nervous, actually, because I've never won anything before in my life.
Haven't you?
No, I can't believe how easy this game is.
I know. Staggering, isn't it?
I must admit, I nearly went for that Shirley Valentine, because the second clue, I thought, gave it away.
Well, I was a bit worried about the second clue, because I thought it might make it too easy. Because, you know, but I thought it's bank holiday, and maybe people aren't concentrating.
Well, that's right, this is what I thought, you know, you're giving it away, because it's bank holiday. And
I know, I was a bit worried about the second clue, but, you know, it's. I mean, I hope you win. I mean, I genuinely do. I mean,
if I did...
Yeah.
Rather than waiting to get it in the post and that, can I come and pick it up, or not?
Do you pick the news up?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you could. You'd need to probably a low loader, though, because there's quite a lot of news today.
Yeah.
And then once Karen and Lucy have signed it...
I'll do two trips, maybe, on my high loader.
Yeah, absolutely. I think two high-loading trips would do it. And Lucy, who reads the news, her autograph, because we get to sign it, as I say.
And if it was a secret operation, it would be a low-lying high loader. No? Sorry?
Sorry, I wasn't listening. Lucy's autograph is 60 feet wide on its own.
60 feet
she's,
wide?
Yeah, because Lucy, she's a not. It's really weird about Lucy recently.
I'll tell you why that is, because there's four letters in it. That's why it's so wide.
Yeah, well, it is, but the reason is, she's the same size as a normal person, but her hands, right, are 20 foot across. It's really weird.
She can't
operate her own desk, because as soon as she tries to push one of the faders up, she just pushes the whole desk over by accident. It's a disaster.
The whole blooming office,
as you rightly point out.
I do apologise for that.
That's all right. Apology accepted.
Thank you.
You can come, if you win, come and pick your own news up. That's true.
Okay.
So what is your guess?
I mean, the fact that I've won it, or hopefully won, would that be on the news as well?
Yes. I'd make sure it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, so your guess for the mystery film quiz is...
Well, I said, the second clue I thought had given it away, but I think the first clue is just, that's it.
Go on.
I think that the answer is One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Let's have a quick listen to the second clue. What film is it? Let's have a quick listen.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
Oh, I'm afraid
did
you didn't, John. You didn't win.
Oh, no!
You were so close with that.
Is this April Fool?
You were
May Fool.
A May Fool. I like the idea of a May Fool. I'm really sorry, John. I really had you down as the winner there.
Oh,
I thought the news was going to a good home.
Oh, no.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry,
bye.
Mate. Go away now. Okay, that's John Imanet. We're also talking today pun names of shops and their ilk. Most of them rubbish, but let's see if George has a better one. George.
Hiya, John. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir. What are you doing on this day of all bank holidays?
Well, on this day of all bank holidays, I have done absolutely nothing.
Oh, I wish I'd done absolutely nothing. some people listening to this would argue that I have done absolutely nothing, and they'd be right.
I mean, I called you on Friday on the way down to the West Country.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did indeed, yeah.
Yes, you did.
So I had a good weekend down there, so today I'm just relaxing.
So when did you get back from the West Country trip?
Last night, yeah.
And how was it? How was the travel in the end?
A guy called Bill or Bob or Ben or something had told us that the roads was going to be really bad, and he was 100% right. Yeah, we didn't get down there until about 10 o'clock at night.
Which way did you go in the end?
Not
the A303, was it?
A303.
Oh, yeah. Never do that. Never go that way.
We saw Stonehenge.
You do see, isn't it smaller than you think?
It's quite disappointing, actually.
Isn't it? Stonehenge, a lot...
You think it's going to be one of these mad places surrounded by druids and dragons and stuff, you know, and it just looks like a bit of a jerry-built thing on the top of a hill next to a road, you know?
I've a feeling that guy earlier, his name I've unprofessionally forgotten, who was building a lean-to, I've a feeling that he built Stonehenge, judging by the quality of his conservatory.
You're quite possibly right there, John,
but,
you know?
But it is odd how small it looks. It's the opposite of Lucy, who reads the travel. She's tiny, but with very big hands.
Yeah,
20 foot wide they are. It's quite odd.
At Christmas, buying gloves, that'd be a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. She has to have them specially sewn.
specially made latex gloves, you know,
each,
big ones.
Each finger of yeah. Lucy's gloves are duvet covers.
Absolutely. A double sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that was a good weekend. Went down to Glastonbury. But I'm just rambling now.
Ramble away, please. Glastonbury yeah. wasn't on.
Not well, no, but the town was on.
The town was on? I thought the town wasn't on this year.
It's not like Brigadoon. It doesn't just appear when there's a rock.
I thought that's what I thought. When they said there's no Glastonbury this year, I thought that meant the town.
No, no, the town hasn't been cancelled.
Oh!
No.
I thought the town was having a year off to let the cows come back or something.
No, I like Glastonbury. Unfortunately, it was still there, though, you know? It's a great place. It's a great place, you know? I'm quite pragmatic, but it's not everywhere you can go in the world and be in a shop and hear someone saying, well, I'll tell you something, it's bad enough doing a stock check, but it's worse doing it in Beltane weekend.
You don't get that in Selfridges, do you?
W. Smith or anything like that, no?
No. Did you go up the tour?
We did indeed.
Is it true, do you think, that it's hollow underneath?
Well, there's rumours.
So why don't they just dig into it?
Well, because they might find things they don't want to find.
Like what?
I don't know, King Arthur. I don't know.
Oh, but you'd want to find him.
Would you?
I think you'd want to find King Arthur. I mean, if the idea that King Arthur's buried under Glastonbury Tor, I think that's reason to dig in. If, for instance, you thought that, I don't know, Jim Bowen was buried under Glastonbury Tor, that's a reason not necessarily to dig into it.
But it would be smashing great super, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
It would indeed, you know. Yeah, I mean, I did stamp my feet on top of the tour, but I didn't really hear anything, you know. Uh-huh. And I'm quite a big lad, so stamping my feet usually shows that something's hollow.
Nothing happened.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had a good weekend in the West Coast.
That was very good.
I mowed the lawn and cut my leg on a strimmer. Just thought I'd share that.
Wow.
I know.
That's like a 99 rescue. Did Peter Burt, or what was his name?
The what?
That sounds like one of those 99
rescues. Yeah, Michael Burt. 999, I'm Michael Burt. That's a rubbish impression. You've got, I've got to go to a thing in a minute, but you've got a florist name.
Yeah,
did you say?
Yeah, it's quite amusing, actually. It's up in Scotland where I come from, and it's been going for quite a few years.
Are you Scottish?
I hide it well.
I wouldn't have got that. Give us the name very quickly.
My name is Floral and Hardy.
And with that, we must leave you. And now live from LBC's Travel Tripod, here's Karen.
Well, we've got some kind of police...
Hello, Karen.
Hello.
I've got a travel question for you.
Oh, dear.
Are you ready?
Okay.
See if you can get this one right.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Oh, by the way, I offered your service. You've got to sign the news. Did I say?
Oh yes, you did. Yeah.
Lucy's going to do it as well.
Oh.
But as I pointed out, Lucy's signature is 60 foot wide because of her big. She's got those 20 foot hands, hasn't she? So you might need to help her lift a pen.
Okay.
It's a very small pen. Here's your question: surly ticket inspector or aloof customer services assistant?
Neither.
No, you've got to pick one. Surly ticket inspector, aloof customer service.
I hate getting things wrong. This is just like a no-win situation.
No, because you could get it right. It's not my fault. Go on. Which one?
The ticket inspector.
Oh, he was the consumer service assistant. Oh, sorry, Karen. The World headlines for you very quickly. Snoopy Dog has been put down by police. The rap star that was arrested at Heathrow at the end of last week has had to be destroyed now by a police vet because they found he had rabies. His entourage, however, have been fed and taken for a walk. Engineering works on London's tube lines are set to run until 1 a.m. at weekends. Now revellers, who are often annoyed that their line is shut or delayed up to 12:30 a.m, will now have an extra half an hour of irritation that planned engineering works have run over, and they've got to get a bloody night bus again. And finally, John Prescott admits affair with Pi. Lucy will have more on those stories in the main news at 5 o'clock. Meanwhile, if you want to call us, 08709090973 is the number. Lots of answers coming in for the mystery cryptic film Bank Holiday afternoon quiz. Let's have a... All we need is the film title. It's all we need. And the news, all of today's live on LBC News, signed by Lucy and Karen, could be yours as a prize. Let's have a quick listen to the clue. Goldfinger. That's cryptic clue one. If you think you know what it is, 84850 or homes@lbc.co.uk. Let's have a listen to cryptic clue two.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
Really quite a tricky one. John. Let's have a look. John. Film. Is it Quatermass and the Pit? That's coming from Peter Bradley. No, I'm afraid it isn't Peter. Good guess, though. John, is it Magic Roundabout the sequel? Jeremy... No, it's not that. John, is it Mission... I think the answer, John, I'm very sure from Regest, this is... I think the answer is Mission Impossible. Yeah, that's probably the nearest we've had, actually. That's probably the nearest we've had yet. I don't mind telling you. John, shop name puns. I know of a hairdresser's in Ware called The Main Event, M-A-N-E. I think, probably, hairdressing ones are the poorest quality puns. Hairizons. Oh, Sam in Hammersmith, thank you. John, hello from Niagara Falls in the USA. I'm listening at the Niagara Falls in the USA. I don't know if you can discreetly mention this, but I saw a Chinese restaurant in Canada called... I don't think there is any way I can discreetly mention that. Suffice to say... No, I can't. Sorry if you can't mention this, but it's true. That's from Trevor in Niagara Falls, the USA. Yeah, you probably... If you just use your imagination of an amusing-sounding swear word that sounds like book and clue. There, use your imagination. As Maxie says, staring at me going, don't say it. So that's from, thanks from Trevor. But keep those coming in, that's fine. 84850 is the text. Email homes@lbc.co.uk. Bad shop puns. We are, of course, taking your calls. And on the telephone, speaking of which, I'm pleased to say line 5008 is Anne in Twickenham.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm still laughing about the Chinese. Hello, John. It's nice to hear you. I haven't spoken to you before.
Well, it's lovely that
I turned on the radio a bit late and thinking Ian Lee was going to be on. I thought, oh, I'll have a bit of a laugh.
He
always has me in stitches.
Good.
And I was thinking of him last night because I went to see my daughter in Muswell Hill and I've named him the maniac of Muswell Hill.
Have you?
In a lovely way. Well, he called me an old biddy and he goes on about not liking old people, but I think I've got one on him now because I saw him yesterday. Well, it was a spitting image, let's put it that way. It's not exactly a showbiz rumour.
Right, go on.
I was up in Muswell Hill Broadway and this very, very lanky, obviously young man, 6'5", in a woman's dress with a great big blonde wig, drunk as a sack, with a load of sailors chatting to him, and I know it was Ian Lee.
That was Ian Lee.
And I'm really asking for it tomorrow if I talk. I'm going to leave it a couple of weeks. Maybe he'll forget.
That was absolutely Ian Lee. You're absolutely right.
It must have been because funnily enough, a couple of days ago, my daughter-in-law looked on the website. I don't have computers. I don't understand it, of course.
No.
And she checked everybody out for me, and I think it was only Adrian Allen that I couldn't get hold of, and Rebecca last night said he's going to be on it soon, and of course I've now can put faces to names,
right,
which is quite nice, you know, because I love LBC. We're not sad old souls. It's
no.
A wonderful fam. Kidding aside, it's a lovely, lovely radio.
Well, it is.
Company.
Do you know, I've been
sitting going
in...
to write to David Lloyd. I keep meaning to, but I will.
You do talk a lot, don't you, Anne?
I do, darling.
Yeah.
That's my job is teaching, you see.
Is it? Oh.
English to foreigners.
Well, I could tell you've got that sort of teacher's sort of demeanour about you, you know what I mean?
No,
nice
I'm
way.
Not boss. I'm on pussycat, really.
Are you?
Right. Stonehenge.
Hang on. Whoa.
Sorry, darling.
Whoa. Step away from the henge. Hang on. Just going back a minute. I was going to... I forgot what I was going to say now.
Oh, dear.
I was going to... I had a really good question to ask
and you. And
you
are the professional.
I know. I was going to say, I've been obviously sitting in for Ian Thursday, Friday and today, because he is back tomorrow, once he's sobered up and got the dress off. and you know, everyone's been so nice.
Yeah.
You're all love. Everyone's nice.
No, we do like the programme, yeah. Though. It's great fun. And if you can't laugh at yourself as well, you know, you... I don't mean you, I mean us as well.
No, well, I'm
in tears sometimes, because it really has me in stitches.
If you can't laugh at yourself, laugh at others. That's my point.
Exactly. And that's why I'm chatty as well, because I'm on a high. I'm a very optimistic person. I've had a lot of bad years, but it's just nice to have a laugh, you know.
Well, indeed.
And I get excited. I've still got the mind of a 25-year-old.
You sound excitable, Anne.
I am sometimes. I'm Leo. I'm very positive.
Is that a good thing? I don't know.
It is.
Is it? What's a Leo? I know.
We're nice, generous, friend, good friend.
Yep.
I'm very all or nothing. I mean, very. I think you get what you see.
Gobby.
We're not quite confident. When I say to people I can be shy, all my friends fall apart because they cannot believe it. But I'm confident in my work, but I can be, if I don't know people, I wouldn't say shy, not now because of my
age.
You don't strike
me as shy.
When I was younger, you get confidence with age as well, you know. But, no, I love people.
You get incontinence with age?
Daddy, please, don't let me be rude. Don't.
No, you sound like Frankie Howard.
Frankie Howard.
Oh, don't you dare. Listen, Anne, can you stay there? Because I know you want to talk about Stonehenge, and we'll do that
anyway. Oh, darling,
okay. Okay, don't go in. And shut up. Break now. So I was going to come back, going to come straight back to talk to Anne there, but I think she was, because she can't physically stop talking, she talked, perhaps her voice had run out, and her phone decided to just strangle her out of desperation. I can't work that out. So Anne's gone, which is a shame. I was going to talk to her. But instead, I'm going to talk to Jim.
Yeah.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah.
Where are you?
Well, I'm just coming up on Bond Square.
What square?
Parliament.
Parliament Square. You're driving, are you?
Indeed.
Are you illegal and not hands-free?
We don't really want to talk about that.
Okay, let's not then.
Okay.
What do you do, Jim?
Drive.
Okay. Professionally?
Yeah.
What do you do? Taxi, cabbie?
Yeah.
Vans? Okay. Have you got a fare in the back?
Yeah.
You've got a fare in the back now?
Uh-huh.
Where are they going?
Down there.
Just down there?
Down there.
This is radio, Jim. Oh, we can't see that.
Okay, over there.
Oh, that's better. Okay. Nice, good. You've got a guest for the film quiz?
Indeed, yeah.
Okay. You could win the news.
I certainly hope so.
Yep.
And I would imagine that the clue is in the question answer.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. On Golden Pond.
Oh, let's have a quick listen to clue one. Goldfinger. Ooh, and clue two?
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
You were very close, Jim. No, but no, I'm afraid not. Afraid not, Jim. Good get. Afraid the news isn't yours. What would you have done with the news if you'd have won?
Learn to read with it.
Good. Yep. I can hear in your voice that you can't read.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Okay. You've still got the fare in the back?
Indeed, yeah.
Okay. Just don't stop. Just drive them all around London and then charge them loads of money.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they're looking, so. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, madam.
Thanks, Jim. Thank you, Jim. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jim. You weirdo. Okay, 0870 is the number to call. Let's have a look and see if we've got any more emails in here. I can't work the machine. Bear with me. Texting. Here we go. John, I've got a see-through barbed wire toilet seat. All right, that's got to hurt. Hello, John. This is from Sarah in Wimbledon, who uses the phrase, nice show. And she says, hello, John. She spelled John wrong, though, because it's John without an H, Sarah. But, you know, we're holding against you. Hello, John. I think the film is A Taste of Honey. No. No, it isn't. What's that? Someone just give me their postcode. I don't need a postcode. Did Anne ring back at all? I want to talk about Stonehenge. And frankly, she seemed to want to talk about anything. But she went away. That's a shame. Never mind. The other thing I was going to... Well, how am I going to put this without sounding... Let's pretend... Right, when this goes out live, right, we can edit this out. But a couple of weeks ago, I left on a bus... We've got the news, haven't we? News is coming. I know that. So it's a bit of a longer story than I was actually going to tell. So I'll save it. I'll save this. Love the news. But, yeah, insurance fraud. That's what I'm going to tell you about after that. So I said I wasn't a criminal, but I actually am. The news is next. But keep calling, because it's, you know, Phil's time. 0870 90 90 973. Text us, 84850. Email homes@lbc.co.uk. The news is up for grabs at a prize. And the news you hear... Next, you could win, signed by Lucy. I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee. This is London's LBC 97.3. And with London's travel, here's Karen live from the Travel Squirrel.
Well, we have got the M3 closed as you...
Hello, Karen.
Oh, I'm getting used to this now, aren't I?
Yeah, this is this is a travel question on a personal level, though.
A personal level?
Yeah, because you know there's all disruptions on the da-di-do-di-dot.
The tubes?
Yep. And I need to go.
Yeah.
I need to go eastwards.
You mean
on the
personal
on
level
the,
for you?
Yeah, on the pink line.
On that Hammersmith and City line.
On the pink one.
Yeah.
I need to go. Yeah. But it stops at Edgware Road.
Yeah.
Right? But I need to get to Victoria.
Yeah.
What's my quickest way?
All you need to do is walk to Holland Park Tube Station.
Without walking,
which is
anywhere.
About 20 minutes.
I'm not walking for 20 minutes.
I'm not walking for 20
minutes.
Well, then phone up your local cab company and get them to take you to Holland Park Tube Station. And then get on there
LBC,
and head eastbound
LBC
to
used to get cabs. LBC used to pay for cabs.
Let's not go into that political minefield.
Yeah, they don't anymore, I discovered to my cost.
Oh, dear. Well, then a nice walk will do you good. It
you
will
think?
Get you.
Okay.
Brain cells working again after your show.
No, I take that very personally.
Sorry.
Right, for that, Karen, you have to give me a piggyback.
I wouldn't be able to. After you've walked for a bit, maybe.
That's a bit hard.
No, look, I want to tell you how to get to where you want to go. It's very important, I know, because it's horrible, isn't it,
yeah,
all these engineering works.
Terrible.
So, Holland Park Tube.
Yes.
And then go eastwards on the Central Line to Oxford Circus.
Yep.
And then go southbound on the Victoria Line, and that will take you to Victoria.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much. In that case, for that, I'm not going to ask you a travel question at this junction.
Hooray!
So,
I escaped!
But I will later. Okay. Thanks, Karen.
Bye.
Bye. London's and just a time to tell you what's coming up on LBC tomorrow, if I could find it. It gapes at you like this. Nick Ferrari is off, so standing in for him tomorrow is 7 Zark 7, the robot out of the old cartoon Battle of the Planets. Then James O'Brien is here, of course, and there'll be a flyby of World War One biplanes live in the studio while James stands on the desk and tries to swat them out of the air with his paws, like some sort of mid-morning presenting King Kong. Anna Rayburn will be broadcasting live from a fight at 1, and then at 3, Ian Lee is back to find that I've broken his chair. That's LBC tomorrow on LBC. Now, before that, I was going to tell you, before the news there, which, of course, is still up for grabs as a prize, the news must be won before 6 o'clock. And to win it, all you need to do is answer correctly this afternoon's Bank Holiday Mystery Cryptic Film Quiz. The clue... All I want is a film title. All I want is a film title. The clue number one is this.
Goldfinger.
And clue number two is this.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
But what's the film? You can text us 84850 or email homes@lbc.co.uk. You could be in with a chance this afternoon of winning the news. And it will be signed by Lucy, who reads the news, and Karen, who makes up the travel for her own amusement. You can do that on those numbers and emails. What I said back then. Anne.
Hello, John.
You called back. What happened?
Well, I thought that they'd finished with me, that you'd finished with me.
Never finished.
And no, but I'd had a decent say. You're noticing I'm speaking slower now, right? I've calmed down.
Have you calmed down?
I've had a cup of tea.
taking a cup of Ritalin.
Nothing like a cup of tea. No, and so it was just a misunderstanding. I didn't want to dominate or anything like that.
I like it if you would.
Say something, and I thought, I'll give a ring back then.
Yes.
Right, someone mentioned Stonehenge. Look, Stonehenge.
That's
looking
right.
Quite unimpressive. Well, this is funny, because a few days ago, a friend of mine, he's a long-distance driver for a company, well, he delivers stuff, right?
Yes.
And he phoned me up and said, hey, do you want to come to Exeter? It wasn't an all-overnight stay. And,
oh, I see. Was he sort of chatting you up there, do you think?
No, he's a lovely friend. I do like him.
Fair enough.
And he likes me. He's half my age, but we are good friends.
See.
That's all, okay.
Say no more,
he's
Anne.
A lovely man. He's lovely.
Okay, I think we've got all the picture we need there.
You haven't. I like him. But I don't want to ruin.
Hi, Anne. Do you want to ride in my truck?
No, I went I went in November to Edinburgh with him.
What?
Yeah, but we had...
Can you only go to places that begin with the letter E?
Yeah. No, we went to Edinburgh.
Exeter begins with E as well.
Oh, yeah, that's funny, yes. I didn't realise that.
It's not that funny.
Never mind. In November he phoned me and said, listen, I've got to go to Scotland. He wanted company, you see, obviously.
Yeah.
He'd asked his girlfriend and she was working.
Oh, yeah. Now the plot thickens. Oh, he'd asked his girlfriend. Oh, my girlfriend can't come.
Well, no, it's up to her. I mean, it's her fault, isn't it? I'd have the day off work because he's a lovely man. She's not a bad girl. She's quite nice.
I see.
Only 23. Yeah. Come on, I can't compete. Don't be silly.
Well, I don't know the older lady.
I do like him. He is. No, we are nice friends, but I wouldn't do anything because my daughter said to me once, this is serious, she said, years ago, who said, once sex enters a relationship, a friendship, the friendship is never the same. It can be worse, it can be better, but it's never the same.
Right.
And I think that's probably true.
You're taking advice from your daughter on this.
Well, my girls and boys, I have two sons, two daughters, we're all very close, and we can talk about anything.
I see.
No, not always close, we row as well.
So you're admitting that you've thought about having sex with the long-distance lorry driver?
Oh, I have, of course I have. I've had the pants off the bloke, but I'm not...
Oh, no!
I'm single, I'm a widow.
Fair enough, then.
Yeah, he's single.
Until
there's a ring on his finger. I never, ever take someone else's husband. And believe me, they come on to you, husbands. But I have a rule. I wouldn't touch someone else's man.
Well, I admire your rule, but I've never...
Oh, yeah,
I've never been come on to
a husband. I think if it's like behaviour. If you've got a good bloke, look after him. If you've got a good girl, look after her.
Yes, fair enough.
I would rather someone say to me, and I'm not perfect by any means, but I would rather someone say to me, look, I don't love you anymore, or I don't answer you anymore, and not have someone on the side. If they did and I didn't know, to be quite frank, I wouldn't know, because I'm not a suspicious person.
Are you not? Well, you're not one of these people who would check a text message?
Oh, I think that's despicable. I don't understand texts anyway. Since all that's come in...
Oh, yeah, you haven't got
a
computer,
have you? I know a woman
who
does it, actually. I think it's atrocious.
What does she do?
Well, they're split. He's had enough.
Really?
Because she was accusing him and nothing was happening. I knew the man. I know them both and they're both good friends and they've split. They've separated.
Yes.
But she was so suspicious.
It's not the Lineker family, is it?
No, no, no.
Okay.
Everybody actually said to this lady, you are going to push him. Her own mother said, you've got a lovely man there. You are going to push him away. And frankly, in the end, he went and did what she'd been accusing of him for years. And he's a lovely, lovely man.
I see.
She's a nice lady, but I think she's insecure, whatever. It's very awkward when you are friends with both of them. And I said to both of them, look, I love you both. I just don't discuss their business with either of them. You know, I just see...
No, you just discuss their business on the radio with
them,
which is fine.
I haven't given any names and I haven't given any areas. Come on.
No.
No, but then...
What are their names?
Everybody, funnily enough, though, does know, because the business he was in was local and he's not now, and she went down there shouting.
Shouting?
She's a very elegant lady, yes. She wasn't like, you know, a fishwife, but... she showed herself up, actually, yeah.
Oh, dear. And this was all
she accused him of having it off with a colleague.
I mean, via text messaging, though, is that part of it?
No, that was when she always used to be checking, long before. She was always checking.
A lot more couples are getting caught out with cheating couples with text messaging.
I don't like checking, but I also don't like cheating. I'm a bit moral in those things, actually. But I just like fair play, you know.
Yeah.
I really don't like deception. I my dad and mum were lovely. I had a lovely mum and dad.
Yes.
And I'm very proud to say the two that have got their partners have been together years. And one, they split, but it was a fair split. And you can see it's all right because the little boy, the grandson of 12, is as stable as hell because she doesn't run down the ex-partner and he doesn't run her down.
And
the child sees him when he likes. Sorry, darling.
I've just realised this has got nothing to do with Stonehenge.
No, exactly. Well, it has, because the lovely man,
Very quickly, though.
I call him the special friend. Well, anyway, the special friend took me down there, and he said to me, would you like to see Stonehenge? And I thought, oh, I haven't seen it for 50 years. I was about 12 last time, a bit older than 12, actually. But anyhow, on a school journey. And we went past it, and like the bloke said earlier, it looked minute. Looked like matchboxes, and I thought, unbelievable. But my son... Another son in November had been to see the pyramids, and he said the same thing. Although very impressive, much smaller than you think they're going to be, because maybe pictures and things in magazine. I don't know, but
yeah.
Or maybe we just assume. But it's this Stonehenge, mind you.
And Karen is standing by in the travel hammer,
looking at the M3. First of all, it's
Karen.
Yeah.
Now you're telling me there are severe delays on the Victoria line.
I am. Yeah.
The very line you advised me to get to earlier.
So I can't change that. That's
if you are queen of travel, which I'm led to believe that you are.
But you said you wanted to get to Victoria.
Yeah, but you said to go on the Victoria line. And now you say there's severe delays on it.
All right, I'm on the spot now, so I'm going to
you...
map out again.
Yeah,
and help you get round that one.
Yeah, and but surely as queen of travel, you are like an omnipotent being and have control over all travel.
I wish. You've only got two stops on the Victoria line.
That's
it might
true.
Be worth it.
But it's still worth it, you think?
You could go to Bond Street on the Central Line, then take the... Oh, no, has the Jubilee line got
severe delays
as
well? You see?
Oh, no, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got not a very good journey.
I know. Rubbish, isn't it?
Right now. Or...
Yeah.
Notting Hill Gate.
Okay.
Get to the Circle Line.
And the Circle Line's running
to
in that
Victoria.
Direction.
Victoria.
There.
That's a good idea. That's a shorter journey. I feel really embarrassed now. That's a better journey for you.
Well, why did you say that in the first place?
Because I just, I'm not a South London girl, really, and I'm not interested in going to Victoria at the moment, but I might change my mind.
Okay.
Sorry about that. But if you would have asked me about something like north of town, Finsbury Park, you know, that kind of thing.
I'm not interested in that.
Okay. But I have helped you out in the end.
You have helped me out in the end.
Haven't you got a travel question for me, then?
Well,
is that it?
Okay, all right, then. Delays possible.
Yeah.
Or some disruption.
Some disruption is always better.
No, you're wrong. It's delays possible. Clive Bull is pouring in like an attack of bees for the cryptic film quiz this afternoon. We've got the news to give away. All the news you've heard on LBC this afternoon will be given away to one lucky winner. Sarah in Highgate. John, is it the Indiana Jones trilogy? No, it isn't. Let's have a listen to the clue, though, the first cryptic clue. Okay, that's cryptic clue one. All you got to do is name the film. Cryptic clue two.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
Okay, quite hard, I realise. Bert in Charlton, I think this is Bert Charlton, says, John, is it Eisenstein's battleship Potemkin? No, it isn't. Chris in Blackheath is convinced that it's fried green tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe. Close, Chris, but no. Jenny Lambeth reckons it's Cape Fear. I'm afraid not. John, could the film be American Pie? That's from Mark in Wimbledon. Good. But wrong. All wrong, I'm afraid. But if you think you know, 84850, we hopefully will get a correct answer by 6 o'clock, which is when we stop. Holmes@lbc.co.uk is your email. Now, I was going to mention, I've been meaning to mention this for about 20 minutes now, but I'm in a dilemma. Frankly, I'm in a dilemma. If Anna Rayburn were here, I would ask for her help. But as I established at the top of the show, she has gone back into her cocoon that she's woven out of problems in the corner of the studio where she sits waiting like a vampire to strike. And so she's not here. But my problem is this. A couple of weeks ago, I left on a train through my own idiocy. I left a suit bag with two shirts in it. I left it on the train and got to Victoria Station. Coming up, this is coming up from Kent. Got to Victoria Station and realised, and got in a cab, left it there, realised I hadn't got it, phoned Victoria Station, and they said, if we find it, it'll be in our lost property. Put it with lost property. Well, okay, I'll pick it up, I'll see if it's there on my way back there. Oh no, that's at Cannon Street. Yeah, of course it is. So the lost property department for Victoria Station is at Cannon Street Station, is it? Yeah, that's the plan and idea of an idiot. But that's where it is, so that's what you have to get. So, anyway, then they said, give us 10 days. So I kept phoning back, nothing, 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 nothing. They said, well, after 10 days, we assume, sir, I'm afraid that it's lost. As it's been 10 days, we'll say it's lost, and we will send you a letter for your insurance company. And I said, okay, that's fine. Letter for my insurance company, that's good. So, a letter arrived for my insurance company saying, dear Miss Holmes, read your lost property item, reference number, la-di-da. We now accept our apologies, but I'm afraid this item is considered lost. Here's a reference number for your insurance company. And then I phoned my insurance company and told them this, and they said, fine. And then Cannon Street Station phoned me. They found the shirts and the suit bag. So, I've now got a reference number that I could use with my insurance company, thereby claiming the money. I've also got my shirts and suit bag back. Would it be morally wrong or possibly illegal to do that, to do both, to keep the shirts and claim the insurance? Is that wrong or not? Probably against the law. Maybe you work for an insurance company. Maybe you're a high-ranking police officer who's not got much to do today. 08709090973. If Anna Rayburn were here, I could ask her, is that insurance fraud? I suppose it technically is, but will I get away with it? What are my chances? 84850 is still to come on the, what's it called? Cryptic Mystery Film Quiz. Or homes@lbc.co.uk. I think we've got, what does this say? This is another text that's coming. I can't read that out either, because that's swearing. Yeah. Callers. 08 7 7 3. But, my insurance, help me with my insurance, please. Am I breaking the law? Am I? You will get through if you call now, by the way. Because I need help. What is the law on this? Should I defraud an insurance company? At the end of the day, who likes insurance companies? They take all our money anyway. Maybe it's happened to you. Maybe you've done a similar thing. Maybe you could call me from prison where you've been put for your insurance fraud. Or did you get one over on an insurance company? which we all frankly would like to do, the amount they charge us. Can an insurer confirm it? If you're listening to this and you're working in an insurance company, well, that's bank holiday, so you're probably not. 0870 90 90 973. Text us as well for all the other stuff. So, yeah, how can the insurance company check that I'm not lying? How can I get away with it? Should I break the law like I did when I stole some bed and breakfast signs when I was a student? Which I've already owned up to. Now, obviously. 0870 90 90 90 90 90 90 90 90 90 973. If you take some of the 90s out of that, you will eventually get through to us here. We are literally all 8 million lines, phone lines, come into the ABC building. So you can call us on one of them and tell me whether I'll go to prison for insurance fraud or not. If you would, that'd be marvellous. John, I've read that out. Oh, no, John, is it The Italian Job? Is a mystery film quiz The Italian Job? That's from Martin in Tamworth. No, I'm afraid it isn't. John, is it Austin Powers' Gold Member? No, someone... Jane, was that you earlier? I saw someone else had already guessed that. I can't remember. Let me have a look at the email. I wish I knew how to work this equipment. John, la di da di da. Well, what? That's an essay. Someone's written me an essay here. What's this? Quiz question. John, here we go. John, Mikey in South Norwood. Here, John. Obviously, the mystery film quiz, and I really want to win the news today, signed by Lucy. The mystery film quiz, it's obviously the theme tune for what is the best film, The Terminator. Before you send my prize, could you tell me how big the box is and if it would fit through a standard letterbox? Mikey, I'm afraid you haven't won, but it's a good job because it doesn't. The prize today doesn't fit through a standard letterbox because we're giving away the news. All the news you've heard today on LDC 97.3 is going to be signed by Lucy, who reads the news, and by Karen, who makes up the travel. And the news itself would fit through your letterbox, but Lucy's going to sign it, and her signature is 60 feet wide. Because each of her hands is 20 foot across due to, no one knows why, if I'm honest. She's just born like it. And so I'm afraid the signature, so it's not going to fit through your letterbox. Not going to fit through your letterbox, Mikey. It's a good job you didn't win. Terminator, stupid answer. John, go to Hammersmith, cross the road, get the district line to Victoria. That's a travel tip for me there from Peter. Thanks very much. Train Spotting, is that the film? No. It's not, but let's have another listen to the clue. Goldfinger. What's that? What's the film? The news is up for grabs. 84850 is the text. Holmes at lbc.co.uk is the email. Let's have another listen to clue two. Cryptic clue.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
What's the film? All you've got to do this afternoon is tell me the film, and you might win all of today's news. Signed by Lucy from the news and Karen from the travel. Could be yours if you get it right. You've got half an hour. Also want to take calls from you. 0870 90 90 973. Will I get done for insurance fraud? You're listening to with your ears. 0870 90 90 973. Will I get done for insurance fraud? More answers coming in. Not answers at all. Showbiz rumours coming in here. Janet in Canary Wharf emails to say that James Blunt is Bluetooth compatible. And Kate in Camden reveals that Tom Cruise is... I can't reveal that one. Sorry. Lucy, very big hands. Now, here's Karen in the travel mess.
Well, the M3 is still closed in minutes.
Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Hello. That was the best travel.
Why?
I just was. I just thought it was brilliant.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was the best travel I've ever heard. I've got a question for you, though.
Go on.
AA?
Oh, no.
Or RNLI?
RNLI.
You think?
What's that?
The Royal National Lifeboat Institute.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What do you mean?
I'm
yourself.
So embarrassed.
Call yourself Karen Travel. And you don't know what the RNLI is?
Well, don't refer to it very often in my travel report.
Well, in your next travel report.
I give money to them sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah, without, you know, and you get a little sticker on your shirt, don't you?
I give money to the AA, and for that, I get to wait by the side of my car for 8 hours.
I'm not saying anything. I already said some things about a company that I shouldn't have done with that.
What company was it?
No, I'm not doing the same mistake twice.
Oh, go on. No one's listening. Go on, tell me.
No, I just make
I'll
different mistakes.
I'll edit this out when it goes out.
No, no. It's far more interesting if you just keep making different mistakes, not the same.
Not the same old ones. I see. So you're saying then AAR and LI?
I hate your questions. I can never win.
Not necessarily.
No, come on. What do you think? What do you think, Gary?
What's that?
AA or RN? The lifeboat people.
The first ones.
The first ones.
Oh, I'm afraid you both wrong. It's the second ones. It was RNLI.
Oh, it was the second ones. We lost
again. Sorry, Karen. She didn't take losing very well. John, is it, is the mystery film cryptic afternoon quiz a stapler? That's from Jamie in Surrey. Thanks for that. Third go, Jamie, with the same answer for each quiz over the last few days. What does this say? John, is the film The Midas Touch from Gavin in Marlow? It seems to have sent that twice. John, excuse me while I just read this out. Don't understand that. Fine. Chico is in Newbury Park. Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm not so bad, thank you. How are you?
I've just came back from work.
What have you been doing today?
I work at London Eye.
You work on the London Eye?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I work in admission department over there selling tickets.
Brilliant.
I'm mad over that. Hey, you come, I'll give you a free flight.
I'm going to hold you to that. I love the way you call it a flight as well. So isn't a flight. I know why. You should say, oh, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the flight. Flight, you liar! It's just a wheel! It's not a flight. Do you do baggage handling?
No baggage at all.
All right.
Because of the after 7-7, no baggage.
No baggage? Is there a big place where baggage has to stay then?
Waterloo Station. They can leave it over there.
Is that what they have to do? If you queue up for the London Eye with a bag, you have to then get to the front and go...
If it's too big. If it's a small rucksack, it's fine. If it's too big, bag.
So it's like a proper flight then, with sort of hand baggage?
Sort of.
It is like a proper flight.
The reason I'm calling is because of the insurance thing.
Yes.
I think you're right to do it, because we all pay premium, and we pay a lot of money to the insurance company.
Yes, we do.
I took out my mobile phone for my wife about 6-7 months ago.
Yeah.
A brand new mobile phone from a very good company. And I had the insurance, and we went to Heathrow to pick up someone, and she got pickpocket, and she lost her mobile phone. And we went to Lost Property, then we got the reference number, we called the police, then we called the insurance company. Insurance company came up with this thing that it's your own negligence, that's why you lost the mobile phone.
Your own negligence? Being pickpocketed?
They're not paying the mobile phone, and I ended up paying about 4 or 5 months worth of premiums.
That's terrible. What insurance company is it?
It was with the dialer phone. There was another insurance company. When you take out phone from dialer phone, it comes up with that. So, in the end, you pay your home insurance, you pay car insurance, you pay premiums, and if you do so this day, it is wrong, but they shouldn't charge us that much premium.
They do. That's my thinking, too. That is exactly my thinking. Because, you know, the amount you pay out, and they kind of, they sort of think you're not going to claim. They sort of do the odds, don't they?
I've moved from Kennington, which was the E16 area, to IG2, and my insurance dropped by, like, about 50 quid just because of the postcode.
Do you know what I hate as well about insurance? You know, car insurance, you get speed camera'd, puts your premium up. Why?
I can see that, you know,
£3 and £60, whatever. But on top of that, you then find out they go, any convictions? Well, no, I just, like, you know, I drove at 31 in a 30 for 10 seconds. And they go, did you? Right, extra £800, please. What? That's not on.
That's the thing, like, we pay so many things. We pay for congestion charges, which I'm not a big fan of. We pay for car insurance, which is high depending which area you're living in. We pay for road tax. Now they're thinking of putting a road tax sort of thing, like how much you drive, and you're going to pay for that. Tubes, like you said to like your colleague about it, the disruption, the delays, they're expensive. They goes up every year. They say they don't... The rents, the tariff, the ticket price goes up every year. They say, don't take out car. That's why we got congestion charges. Make the tube better. We got 2012 Olympics coming.
How much is the London Eye now?
London Eye?
Yeah.
It's £13 for adults.
Is it £13 for adults?
Yeah.
Is that, do you think that's worth it?
No, Yeah, it is worth it. You get a beautiful view of London Eye, and you get to see, like, in a 360-degree panorama. And, like, it's London, you have to admit, it's a beautiful city.
How many times a day do you go on it?
Me, myself?
Yeah, but you can go loads,
for about 20. I've been working there for the last 2 years, and in 2 years I've been 20 times. My wife called me stingy, because every time I have to go over there.
If I was you, I'd go on every day.
Yeah, but I need to come back home and look after my wife and kid, innit?
I suppose you do. How busy was the London Eye today?
Very busy.
Was it?
Like, people had nothing else to do just to come to London Eye, because we are so beautiful and lovely.
God, you're doing a good sell for this, aren't you? You'll be promoted tomorrow if your bosses are listening.
Let's hope he's listening, because I need some raise and I need to be promoted.
So what is it you do? What is it you do there? You work in the
I work in a ticket department. I just on the counter. I sit and sell tickets.
Right.
I've got 2 degrees, but I'm selling tickets.
It is a good job that it's. I mean, you're calling it a flight because, as we know, it's the BA London Eye. It's a good job it's not sponsored by the Tube, because it would be closed all the time.
It will be delays all the time.
There'd be a delay between one pod coming out of the bottom and the next one, and then trying to get to the next pod would be delay. It'd all be wrong. I'm glad it's BA.
I'm glad it's BA. It's not London Underground.
And it's a good job it's not a budget airline, because you'd get on the pod at the bottom, but it'd let you off again 8 miles out the other side of London.
I had a customer the other day. He brought a ticket to Rio de Janeiro, and he goes, "I want to confirm it." I said, "No, you can't here." I even had a customer bringing a travel card saying that I need a bus to Waterloo Station as well. And I had a customer coming up and asking for a Eurostar ticket at our ticket office.
Oh.
So we got lots of...
You know why, don't you, Chico?
Why?
Because people are idiots.
No, they're lovely. They're lovely customers. You can't say that about customers. Customers are always right.
Are they?
Yeah, they do.
They are in terms of insurance company customers, like me and you.
Customer service, insurance company, but yeah, be like that. Yeah, we're right. Give us some money.
See how we brought it back round to the insurance company there at the end? We managed to save it.
I hope you get some insurance company boss calling you.
I hope I do. I want to know, yes, if you...
That would be nice.
You know,
if any customer service or insurance company boss is listening, please give him a
Chico,
call.
Chico, there is no way an insurance company boss is listening to this, because what they're doing, they're using our money and they're sunning themselves in
Barbados. Probably gone on a short holiday or something.
Or they've gone on Richard Branson's moon rocket flight to the orbit, the Earth thing.
So the poor man can't do anything, can
he? With all of our money. Frankly. Anyway...
Nice speaking to you. I need to spend some time with my wife and kids.
Yeah, go on. How old's your kid?
My kid is 2 years old. Her name is Zoya.
What's his or her name?
Her name is Zoya.
Zoya?
Yeah.
Very nice, too. She's not there, is she?
Yeah, she's there. Do you want to speak to her?
Yeah, of course we do. Yeah.
Okay, 1 second.
Absolutely.
Hold on. Zoya! Say hello. Yeah,
she's there.
Do you
want to
say hello?
Hello.
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 She's a little bit shy now. Because my wife put Sky and she's listening to you on TV.
And that's going
to
confuse her.
I don't know.
Okay. Chico, thanks for your call. Through Sky as you are in Newbury Park. Sky Channel 0177, I'm led to believe. 08709090973 is the number if you want to call this afternoon. We've got 20 minutes left. Still no correct guesses in for the mystery thing. That's just mystery cryptic film quiz song thing. John, is it The Matrix? That's from Angie in Finsbury Park. Oh, no. Let's just have one more listen to the clues.
Goldfinger.
That's clue number one. Cryptic clue number two.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
If you think you know what that film is this afternoon, a mystery. Call, email, text. John, hello, I'm a police officer. Just to let you know, your insurance query, he's written this in text language, if DAC or, like, well, just policemen can't spell. Or if you let me know your insurance query, if da cops find out, you will get nicked for obtaining property by deception. Even though it's my property. Isn't it? I don't know. That's from Gurdiv Singh, somewhere, on the phone. Karen is in the Isle of Dogs.
Hi, John.
Hello, Karen.
Hello there. How you doing? All right?
I'm not so bad. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
What's your bank holiday doing with you?
We just got back from the Beckton Roundabout, so not too good.
From where?
You know the Beckton Roundabout? The traffic was really bad.
Yes,
it took us an hour to get round
there. There you go. Did Karen mention that in her travel?
Yes, she did, but it was too late by then.
Oh, well, she's only half good. Karen, we are going to go to Karen, the other Karen with the travel. So I'm going to come back to you for your call in a minute. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Don't go away.
I won't.
Thanks very much. I think we are going now to a break. And so, over live to Karen with the travel, who's striding London in the travel colossus.
To the M3 first.
Miraculously recovered.
Didn't you just love the language in that bulletin?
Miraculously. What miracle has come to pass?
Well, the thing is, it was really awful. Normally, when a traffic jam's really awful, this is the science of traffic I'm telling you about here. Normally, it's really awful and it's rubbish. And I had delays of an hour on that bit of the North Circular towards the Beckton roundabout.
Yes.
And then, in the last 5 minutes or something, it's just because they took away the lorry and the car, the traffic just amazingly recovered so quickly. It was amazing.
Have you never seen the like?
Well, I probably have, but I was
I did like the choice of your word miraculously, though, suggesting some sort of biblical intervention.
It was like that, wasn't it? Mm. Yeah.
I like the idea that, you know, should Jesus have bothered to come back today, then he maybe would have gone, do you know what I'm going to do? Rather than save mankind and actually, you know, come back down to earth to take everyone's sins for myself, what I'm going to do is fix the traffic at the Beckton Road roundabout.
Well, you heard that lady, Karen, actually.
Yes, I've still got her on the phone.
Well, Karen said that you asked her how her bank holiday was, and she said, oh, it wasn't too good, actually, because of the Beckton roundabout. Yep. So that would be a really good thing to do for people, to give them a nice holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. OK. I've just got... Obviously, that's our final travel together. Now, today. You've got one in a bit, haven't you? But I'm finishing it, Will.
Yeah.
You'll be pleased to know. So I've got one final travel question for you this afternoon. This is your last chance to get it right.
Oh, no.
Are you ready?
Go on, ruin my bank holiday and make me get it wrong again.
Here we go. You ready? It's a motorway service station question.
Oh, yes.
Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Wee on the floor in a motorway service station toilets or poo on the seat in a motorway service station toilets?
That's disgusting. I'm not even answering that question.
I know
disgusting.
It's disgusting, but we've all seen it.
Even my son, if there's nowhere for him to wee, I'd rather get him to wee into a cup.
Yeah, go on.
I'd rather get him to wee into a cup.
Into a cup? Into a cup?
A plastic one that you can dispose of discreetly. Yes. And then you can find a little... should I not be saying this?
Yeah, your son is 21, isn't he?
But I think that's much better than soiling the floor or the or the seat or anything. I think that's a disgusting question. People are having their tea now.
You've just compounded it by telling us you'd make your son wee in a cup.
That's a much more sanitary image.
No, I'm hardly gonna have a cup of tea off a toilet, but I might out of a cup. I'm not going to lick tea off a wee seat, but out of a cup I might partake of a sip of tea. And now you've just told... Oh. Karen, you've got a dirty potty mouth. It was lovely to talk to you, though.
It was lovely chatting to you today as well.
Okay, bye. Right, I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. At 6 o'clock, by the way, Steve Allen, that reminds me, with his guest, Dina Carroll. Two tickets for a backstage tour of Steve Allen were, of course, won on this very programme on Thursday. Getting the mystery noise right. Today's mystery virtual film cryptic quiz. Still no one's got it right. You've got 10 minutes to get this correct. Here's a Goldfinger. Cryptic, I know. What film is that? Here's another cryptic clue.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
John, is it Schindler's List? Says Mick in Sutton. I'm sure it is. Afraid not, Mick. I'll go back to Karen. Karen, hello, Karen.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, thank you for holding on.
That's quite all right.
Did you hear that there's been a miracle at your roundabout?
I did, yeah. A little bit late for us, but never mind.
That's a shame, isn't it? You mistimed that badly.
We did.
I'm really sorry about that.
Not to worry.
So where were you coming back from? Or going to?
From the retail park, B&Q.
And you went to B&Q?
Not very exciting, yeah.
What a bank holiday thing to do that is, isn't it?
I know, it's great.
What did you buy?
Just paint and stuff, you know, to decorate the front room.
The front room?
Yeah.
What colour?
Magnolia.
That's not a very controversial choice, is it?
It's not, no.
Did you not think of just going a bit crazy? And just
It's already crazy. We've got a little bit tired of it.
What craziness is
that? It's too orange. It's front room's orange.
Orange?
And bedroom's bright yellow. Yeah, it was like that when we moved in.
What was it? The headquarters of EasyJet?
May as well have been.
Or was it a cell in Guantanamo Bay?
It's not very nice. It's a little bit tired.
No. Well, so Magnolia it is?
Yes.
I see. Yeah. B&Q busy, was it?
It was. Very busy.
What does B&Q stand for?
I don't know.
Nobody does.
No, at one time.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It's one of those trivia things that, you know, when you just hear it and think, oh, and then it goes right out of your mind.
Perhaps Karen, someone will tell us before the end of the programme.
Hopefully.
What does
B&Q
stand for? I don't know. right, you're going to have a guess on our film quiz.
Yes, I'm going to try.
I know it's quite hard.
I don't know if someone said it already while we were in the shop.
I'm hoping not. You realise you're in with a chance of winning today's news?
I know, it's exciting.
And it's going to be signed by Lucy Ann Karen, the other Karen.
Excellent, yes.
Okay, fantastic. What will you do if you win the news?
I don't know. I'll have to ask my husband, because he was the one who worked it out, he thinks.
Okay, it was, I realise, quite cryptic. How did you get there? Just sort of round and about?
What, to get the answer?
Yep.
Oh, Jason just kept muttering it under his breath while he was getting frustrated with the traffic.
Fair enough. Okay, let's have it then. Let's have your guess.
It's Shirley Valentine.
Wait right there. Let's have a listen to the clues.
Goldfinger.
And clue number two.
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
Oh, sir. I'm sorry, Karen. You didn't get it.
Oh, never mind.
You didn't get it. But honestly, thanks for calling. You're very, very nice to talk to you.
You too. Take care.
That's fine. What I'll do, because it's so nice to talk to you, Karen, I won't send you the whole news, but I'll send you a headline.
Oh, thanks so much.
Okay, that's fine. thanks, Karen. Mark in Fulham, what does B&Q stand for, Mark?
It stands for Brick and Quail, because they're the names of the two people that invented it, or that founded the store.
Brett and Quail?
Brick and Quail.
Brick?
As in brick and, as in somebody who makes houses with bricks.
Right. And he, what do I do with my name? I know, a sort of DIY shop. Brick.
Yeah.
Brick and Quail. There you go. See, I've learned something this afternoon. And I imagine, Mark, thanks to you, many people have also learned something.
Well, I would like that.
Do you work for being Brick and Quail?
I wish. No, I don't. But there was an old Harry Hill joke about, you know, what does B&Q stand for? Nobody knows. And he came up with elaborate stories how he thought it stood for Linda Barron from Open All Hours and Pauline Quirk.
That's good.
From Birds of a
I remember that, actually. Yes, Harry Hill, of course.
Yeah, yeah. But then I sort of did some research myself. I wonder what it did stand for and asked him B&Q and they told me.
They'd probably make it, you know, they'd probably say something different each time.
I bet they probably do.
They probably use Harry's thing. They probably go, oh, it's Pauline Quirk and Linda Barron.
I, you know what? It might well be, actually, Linda Barron and Pauline Quirk.
I think we should, I think now, as all of us listening and here today, as the LBC family, should never call B&Q anymore. We should always call it Brick and Quail.
Yeah.
I'm just popping down to Brick and Quail. Excuse me, do you work here at Brick and Quail?
Yep.
That would confuse the hell out of acne teenagers who work there on Saturday, wouldn't it?
I think it would, all the over-50s who work there on Sundays.
Yeah, isn't that odd they do that as well?
Yes.
What is that? Is there a rule about who can work on what day?
Well, you can never find a trolley in B&Q because all the staff hold on to them for support as they amble around the store.
Mark, it's good to talk to you. I'm gonna take a break now because I'm legally contracted to do so.
Okay, enjoy it.
And you, sir. Thank you, bye. 5 to 6, I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. I've just got a very quick update of London's postcode districts in alphabetical and numerical order for you, starting with the E's, E1, E2, E3, E4, E5, E6, E7, E8, E9, E10, E11, E12, that's Manor Park, E13, E14, E15, E16, E17, E18. Moving on to the SEs, SE1, SE2, SE3, SE4, SE5, SE6, that's Catford, Heather Green and Bellingham, SE7, SE8, SE9, SE10, SE11 this afternoon, SE12, SE13, SE14, SE15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, through to SE28. Then I've got WC1, WC2 this afternoon, then N1 through to N7. SW1 through to SW5 Earl's Court, N8, N9, N10, N11 through to N22 being Wood Green this afternoon, N1 is Regent's Park through to, NW1 is Regent's Park through to NW11, Golders Green, Hampstead. SW6 is Fulham this afternoon, that goes through to SW20 being South Wimbledon, and then you're into the W's, W1, W2, W3, W4, W5, W6, W7, W8, W9, W10, W11, W12, W13 and W14. That's an update of London's postcode districts for you this afternoon. If there are any changes, of course, I'm sure Lucy will have them in the main news at 6 o'clock. On the telephone now, Vicky in Kensington.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's a trick question because I just tuned in really doing a bit of ironing.
Hello, Vicky.
So is it a trick question?
Let's get to that in a moment, but hello, Vicky.
Hello.
What have you been ironing?
Just some bits and bobs, uniform, back school tomorrow.
Are you a school person?
No, I'm not a school person. Oh. I have two school people.
You want to make them iron their own uniforms then?
Not yet. Not very good iron.
No. Are they too young for it?
Too young, yeah.
I see. You're right, back to school tomorrow. What have you been doing with them today?
We've just been shopping, really changing bits that they didn't quite fit.
What was that?
Clothes-wise.
I see. So you're ironing...
in the shops about what they're buying.
Did you know what B&Q stands for?
I heard it a minute ago. It was to do with the two founders.
That's right.
But I didn't catch the names.
Can't remember myself.
Black and Becker.
That's them. Now, Vicky, you just tuned in. Now, I have to tell you this, that on Thursday we had a mystery sound competition.
Mm.
And somebody won two tickets to go round Steve Allen.
Okay.
On Friday, we had
a... Is he that big then?
What?
Is he that big then?
No.
Okay.
On Friday, there was a mystery voice competition, and some lucky winner won a council estate.
Oh, fantastic.
And today, the prize that's up for grabs for the Mystery Bank Holiday cryptic voice thing, film, quizzy, the prize is all the news you've heard on LBC today, signed by the newsreader and Karen who does the travel.
Oh, fantastic.
What? Let's hear the clues very quickly.
Goldfinger.
And clue number two was?
Goldfinger. The film is Goldfinger.
What do you think the film is, Vicky?
I was thinking Gold Thumb.
No.
But then I thought Goldfinger.
Correct, Vicky!
Oh, well.
You have won. Loads of people got it wrong, I'm afraid, this afternoon. I'm very sorry if you phoned in and couldn't get through. The lines were average. Vicky, congratulations. You will get the news. It will be delivered to you on a low loader because Lucy from the news' signature is 60 foot wide due to her 20 foot wide hands. Thank you, Vicky, for calling. Thank you for being so kind to me over the sitting in for Ian Lee that I've been doing on Thursday, Friday and today. It's been very pleasant to talk to you all. This is LBC 97.3. I'm John Holmes. I was in for Ian Lee. You'll find that Steve Allen is next. And perhaps, who knows, you'll have those lucky winners from Thursday still inside him. This is LBC 97.3. Stand by for the 6 o'clock news.